are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Yeah. Thank you, Athena, for the phone. Everybody's clapping for Athena. No one can hear. They're talking so much about you, Athena, and you don't have the headphones on. You don't know. You missed it. You had a standing ovation. Hey, everybody. Good evening. There it is. We're here. We're doing a show. Madhouse Radio's on the air. It's 10:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, September the 21st. And we are smoking weed every day, all day. And we are here. Here in studio with me is the gorgeous, beautiful Athena. Athena, wave hi to everybody. She waves hi. Milkman, three-time domino champion of the Caribbean, is also linked to us via satellite. What's happening?
Good luck, man, and another house, baby.
Yes.
And everybody, Cardi's got some crazy shit up his sleeves for you, man.
That's
so
right.
Get all your good numbers ready, man, because we're going to call everybody you know.
That's right. We are super excited today. And, of course, homegrown. Ah! I'm sorry.
What is up, Carlito, my man?
Just messing up the audio.
Taking after me with the smoking weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
That's right. We are here.
That's fucking right.
That's a problem. I've got problems. Ew, Athena, what's on your laptop? That's nasty. Look at that. What is it?
What is it? The porn?
No, it's a seed. That's all. I just saw something nasty in her laptop. Physically, not on there, no. She had pictures of the dead up there. She had pictures of me up there. That was nasty. But hey, we're going to do a show, everybody. And it is now time for you to write down this phone number. You can call in later in the show after we start up here. The toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line here. Wabba wabba. Have lighter. 888-278-8509. And the chat room is also open. Milkman will now give us the information for the chat room.
Hey, man, everybody, come in there the IRC way, man. You go in there, irc-lazy.net.de. Come on in and join the channel PCU and meet all the other crazy individuals in here. They're going to be sending in numbers and having a great time. Join
yes.
us.
Join us, damn it. Again, it's irc.lazy-net.de. Join pound PCU, PCU as in Prank Call Underground Radio, that is. You can also join the chat room at madhouselive.com. Madhouselive.com. Click the listen join.
That's a good way.
You can listen join. It opens right there for you. You can also spread the word. You can send your prank call request there directly to us here. That's instant delivery to the desktop here in the studio. We can do your prank call request.
Hey, you can, tell us about that, Carly. How's that work?
This is the automated request a prank form on madhouselive.com, on the website madhouselive.com, rather. You can put in the information for your prank call request, and we'll do it for you live on the air, free of charge. No worries there.
That's totally fucking cool.
It's fun, you know. No one else does that for you, people. We here do that for you. Nobody else would do that for you. I know you all love it.
That's right, baby. We give you the time, and we even pay for the dime.
Yeah, you get free. You can call the show for free anywhere on the toll-free line, and you can send in your prank request free, all that shit. Anyway, I digress. To round out the ways to contact us here tonight, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio. And on MSN Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. One more time, the toll-free line will be open later tonight. It is not open yet. We'll keep the phones off the hook for a little bit at the beginning of the show, but later on they'll be open. 1-888-278-8509. Our email here is madhouseradio@gmail.com. And the podcast is also out there, just updated today. Better late than never, but last week's show is on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce that I have have figured out the first CD for our show, and it's going to be out, I would say, in 2 weeks. What do you think, Athena? You think that's a decent time? 23 prank calls on it. 23 prank calls, just over an hour worth of us. Yeah, and it's, I don't know how much it's going to sell for or what exactly, but I plan on releasing a CD, and maybe I'll sell maybe enough to break even on the whole thing. I think I will.
Man, I'll tell you, man. No matter what, it's going to be a bargain.
That's right. Now the Carlito phone is going off. I forgot to turn that down.
The bat phone's ringing away.
It is. We have to get that. Okay, anyway.
The bat phone.
Right. Mbit, I believe that's how you pronounce it, on AOL Messenger, checks in as a first-time listener in the house. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Much appreciated. We number from Lonesome Loser in the chat room. Lonesome Loser, as Milkman says, the hardest working man in PCU radio and on the internet. Has confirmed a bunch of numbers here. We got a lot of burger joints.
Do it.
I don't know. I really think he's connected. That's all. I don't know what to what, but he's connected to something, and he's a machine.
He's got the hookup.
Yeah, everything from from how to do origami to confirming prank calls, he's your man. So there it is. Who is it? What'd you do? Alright. I turned that off. Jesus.
Tell the transvestite to quit calling you.
Yeah, I know. She's supposed to know Athena's home 10 Thursday nights. Oh, my bad. Anyway, we got a theme of Bongo Burger and Coco Bongo. These are all in California. Weird Wally's, we got Dirty Harry's Lounge, Floyd's Fireside Chat. What the hell? Floyd's Fireside Chat. Okay, there's also a place called Doc Holidays. He says to tell them that Dano was rude to me. That's in Reno, Nevada. Fly Girls, the Chawan Shop, Foot Locker. We got a Nuts in Hawaii, Honolulu Nuts Company. An Asian woman answered at 10 p.m. in Waimanalo, Hawaii. Okay, good. So yeah, we need ideas. We need ideas on the title for the prank call. Milkman, any ideas? Cloned, any ideas? Milkman, take the floor first.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
You got a bungalow?
I'd say, how about Pigro's Poi?
Pigro's Poi. Poi. That's a Hawaiian thing, right?
Pakolo.
Yeah.
What do you say, Clone?
Pakololo and Maui Waui.
Yeah, well, he just goes to a weed reference. That's as far as it goes. I don't know. I'll think about it.
Is weed.
I need to get really drunk to figure out. You know, normally, normally all I have to do is get really drunk and I'll figure out something, right? Isn't that how it usually goes? That's how I financed our when I moved out last time. That's how I paid for my heart surgery. I figured out how to pay for it. I got drunk and I figured out a way to pay for it, man. Got your kidneys. One, that's fine. I got one kidney and it's down to 50% functionality, man. What do?
You get on the list.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll get on that list. Anybody selling a kidney out there, let's donate one to Carlito. Please send that in. Because I'm kidding.
Hey, I got a can of kidney beans.
Kidney beans, good. We can just mash them up into a functional kidney. Anyway, those aren't real kidney beans. Yeah. So, hey, man, Hugo Chavez, he talked shit about the president. Milkman, what are your thoughts on that?
Hugo Chavez rocks, man. That is one dude with a major sack.
Yeah, he said some shit.
I think we make him president of the U.S.
Wow, man, strong statements from both of you. You know, even the Democrats today were speaking against him, saying that he should not have talked shit on American soil. I don't know. I think he's an asshole. He's a stuck-up guy, and he's a damn communist guy. I don't. He's a wannabe Fidel Castro is all it is, and he's not Fidel Castro.
Viva Fidel.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Well, hey, we have him now. He's an official sound clip on the Madhouse. This is him right here.
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
We can play that whenever we want. So, Milkman, if you ever want me to play that, I can definitely...
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
Play that. We got that ready to go at any time. You are a donkey,
Mr.
Bush.
I like that.
Yeah. You are a donkey, Mr. Bush. Okay. Flat has sent me a number for a suicide hotline. He is. But Flat has sent me a number for a suicide hotline. That's kind of fun. Okay, and yeah, what else can we talk about?
Watch out, if it's 800 though, they can track you, so you got to really be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, I got to do a workaround here. I got to process. What else has happened, man? Spinach makes you shit, apparently.
Hell yeah, spinach full of shit.
It does something to you, man. You got to watch out for that.
It can kill you.
Yeah, it'll do something to you. Don't eat spinach. Athena, tomorrow, what are we doing? Do you know? Do you remember? I know. What's tomorrow? What time do you work? 6 o'clock. We're supposed to watch Jackass. Jackass number 2 in the afternoon. Are we going? You don't seem like you want to go. I'm going to go by myself after you leave. If you don't go with me in the afternoon. But Jackass number 2 starts tomorrow. It comes on theater, so make sure to check that out. Everybody. Milkman, do you know what Jackass is at all? Do you have any idea what that is? I know Clone knows, but I wonder if Milkman knows what Jackass is.
Jackass is that crazy show where them wannabe homos like stuck Hot Wheels in each other's ass and shit.
Exactly. Well, guess what? Guess what? They made another one and it comes out tomorrow. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, really?
Yes. Comes out tomorrow in theaters. Maybe not in the Virgin Islands, but it will be out in the real states. In the real America, it will be out, so.
Hey, I think that's the real Zolar in the chat.
Yes, the real Zolar is. Why don't you go ahead and man up him for me, please, if you don't mind.
I just double-checked to make sure it was he. Yeah,
we got to do a scan and he passed.
In the ranks.
Excellent. Zolar in the chat room. Let's a little applause for Zolar. All right, good. Okay.
Yay.
What else? I got written down here. Nothing else. KDK is going to be in Howard Stern October the 10th. Just an update there. I hope he's not mad for me giving that out, but it has changed today. He's confirmed for the Howard Stern show on October the 10th. So be sure
he's going to be on Howard Stern?
On the Howard Stern show. Yes, he's making an appearance at the Howard Stern show.
He's going to fucking nasty it.
He's going to have sex with a transvestite that lives in an apartment with like 40 or 50 cats. No joke. That's the truth right there. A transsexual, I'm sorry, a post-op. She, you know, this is a man who got his thing turned into a hey nanny nanny. Milkman, does that turn you on? Milkman's not even talking.
Ooh, baby.
See, Milkman likes him like that. Milkman likes him like that. Okay, everybody, we need to do prank calls.
Tisk.
Tisk, tisk. Whisk, whisk. I don't have music ready. Son of a bitch. That sucks. Any song requests?
What the heck?
Any song requests out there? Anybody wants to give that out?
Regulators.
Do I have that? Hang on.
Round up.
I think I got that. Regulators. Warren G.
Big Dog.
Oh, I got Let Me Ride. I forgot about that song. Is that the
right
one? Is that the Dr. Dre one? Yeah, it is. I don't know if I have it or not.
That's
the
bomb.
Do I have it or do I have it? Oh, it's like a remix of it.
D.R. Dre.
All right, well, we're going to play this. Who are we going to call? I'm already... fucking... okay, we're going to call the Honolulu Nuts Company. In Honolulu. All
right. Oh, nuts.
Motherfucker, I'm Dre.
That's the Nutella Company. This is Kelsey speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, you have nuts?
Yeah.
Do you do bulk orders, nuts?
I'll let you talk to the boss, okay?
Who's the boss? What's the name?
Her name is Yvonne Verano.
How do you spell that? Morano?
Verano.
Whatever. Go ahead. Can you get her for me, please?
Okay, hold on.
Thanks, sexy. Alright.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, tits?
Who is this?
My name? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with? This is Ms. Vernano?
Who is this?
I'm looking for Ms. Vernano.
No, I got a wrong number.
Well, this is the Nuts Company, please. You bitch. I ruined it.
She thought you were a telemarketer.
Ah, yeah, you're right, man. You should know. You're a telemarketer, you bastard. Hang on.
I told you.
Whoops. Okay, we're back. Let me try to call her back.
Hey, I just got a message. Is there a link to the chat room from your website?
Yes, there is, absolutely. MadhouseLive.com/join, to be exact. But if you go to madhouselive.com, you go to the top, you click the listen join link at the top, and it'll take you to where you can get in the chat room. You click the PCU chat button in the middle of the page, and it will open the chat room right there for you using Java, and that's free.
The old PCU button in the middle of the page.
That's right.
Do you have a link for that,
get
Java?
There is a link. There's supposed to be a link there for Java. If not, it automatically prompts you to download it anyway. If not, just what is it? Java? Isn't it java.com? Or what's Java? Isn't it java.com? Or
the java.com.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Anyway, so yeah, let's try to do another phone call here. We're bullshitting, gentlemen.
Do it.
Taking too long. Fook Lamb Restaurant in Honolulu. We also have U.S. is Nuts. Huh, U.S. is Nuts. I don't like the sound of that. An Asian guy answered there. Let's call him. That's very rude.
Control with the phone. We're back in action.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? Is this U.S. Nuts is Nuts?
Yes.
Is it U.S. Nuts is Nuts or is it Us is Nuts?
Us is Nuts.
Okay, wouldn't it be U.S. is Nuts, because I wouldn't really, support that. No, I have on good confidence that you guys are anti-American, that you were saying that the U.S. is Nuts. Hello, sir?
Yes.
What, are you playing with your nuts? What's going on? Sir, in the background, what's that noise?
What is your problem?
Do you sell nuts by the count or by the pound or how?
I sell by the pound.
Okay, how much is a pound of filberts over there cost?
I have no filberts.
What do you have there?
Pistachios, cashews.
Like any macadamias?
I'm sorry, no macadamia.
The macadamia, is that like the nut with a lot of fat, right? It's like has a lot of fat in it?
It's just too expensive for me to carry.
Oh, it's so good, macadamia nuts?
Yes.
Do you like what's your favorite nut? My favorite nut is the macadamia, but it's too expensive. So if I don't have enough money, I buy some pistachios, man. I like pistachios. Do you salt them?
Yeah, we sell them.
Hey, man, how come you can't find any shelled pistachios? Is it really that hard to get them shelled?
No, I have them shelled.
Really? Shelled and salted?
Shelled and salted.
Pistachios, do you really?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, man. Well, that's great. How much would it cost me for, let's say, 20 pounds of pistachio? I got a pistachio cake that I'm trying to make for a wedding over here.
Where are you?
Well, we're in the big aisle, or the wedding's going to be in 2 days. So we're going to try to make the cake tomorrow, you understand?
I cannot get them to you that fast.
Well, how many can you get us? We might just do a side dish just with some pistachios, but we need to get pistachios here for the old lady.
No, but even if I shipped it FedEx, it would cost you an arm and a leg.
But we're in Honolulu. The wedding's going to be here in Honolulu. It's two men.
Oh.
They're having
it's in Honolulu.
They're having one of those fag services. Keith and Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me check how many pounds.
Okay.
I don't have 20 pounds.
Well, how many do you have? Whatever you got, we'll take it. You know, buddy? We can get the rest of Costco or Walmart or something.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Hey, milkman.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Knicker Toes, those are Brazil nuts, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
smoke weed every day.
Okay, I got 4 pounds.
4 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay, oh man. Yeah. That's Hey, what about can you make like a pistachio butter? Do you think maybe we could like blend them up with some oil?
Yeah. I saw that on TV.
Yeah? What do they call it? Pistachio butter?
Yeah.
It looked green, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Brazil nuts? Where can I get some Brazil nuts over here?
That I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we're gonna make nigger toe pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that.
You know how you make nigger toe pie?
No, I don't.
You take a black chocolate, like black as asphalt, right? And you put it in an Oreo crust, and then you put Brazil nuts on it. It's called nigger toe pie.
Okay.
Yeah, so no chance we can get, you know, any Brazil nuts or anything like that, huh?
But I'm busy right now, so...
What are you busy with?
Yeah,
you
just drop on by.
You're counting your nuts? What are you doing there?
We're selling stuff.
What are you... Stuff?
So call me tomorrow.
You got stuff? I know what you mean, stuff, right?
Yeah.
You got, like, some, you know, some stuff? Like, green right. stuff? You got the green stuff?
Right. Bye.
Oh, how much? Look, you got... I was trying to buy weed. Hang on, everybody.
Yeah, I noticed.
We are selling stuff.
Batoon.
Something, man.
You should ask if that nigger toes, and then that way you could say, oh, I thought that was a boot.
Yeah. Nigger toes, man. Nunu says that Milkman is Long Dong's dad. Do you have anything to say about that? Is it true?
Nunu, you freaking wanker.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Oh, man. I got, like, malaise.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, Zolar just kicked Prankmaster. How about that, huh?
Way to go, Zolar.
Man, Zolar. All right. Way to go, Zolar.
He'll just be back.
He'll be back in about 10 seconds. Nunu sent in a number for a youngish but stupid-sounding guy from northwest of England. Northwest of England? In England, in the northwest. I think his name's Albert or something, not sure, and the number. I don't know what that's all about. But we'll try that. Any ideas yet on a title for the CD, man? I really don't have any idea what we can do. For a CD title.
A Booger Picker's Paradise.
I don't think. I thought I had
a room.
Gotta do this over here.
Call it the party room.
Party room is
with
a party.
Mask.
Oh, yeah? That's the one? Yeah, the toll free line is gonna be open in about 10 seconds. 1-888.
The toll free line.
278-8509. That's one.
The number is 888-278-8509.
That's the one. Free. Toll free, that is. We're going to call... We're going to call someone here. Got to find the number. I had the idea.
Just someone?
No, not just someone. Not just anyone. We're going to call someone. We're going to call Foot Locker in... let's see. We're going to call Foot Locker in Hawaii also. We're on a Hawaiian kick today. What can I say? We're calling Foot Locker next. And we're going to play a song, too.
Thank you for calling All Morning Foot Locker. This is Ben. How can I help you?
Hey, Ben. This is this is Foot Locker, correct?
Yes.
All right, Ben. My name is John Bozell, and I came in the other day, and I got a pair of your sneakers there,
mm-hmm.
Nike sneakers. There's something about the 20. You know what I'm talking about?
The 20?
That's something like that, man.
Uh-huh.
I got them for as a gift for my son. Uh-huh. Now, we went down to the beach over here. And we had just finished seeing a scary movie on TV. And we went down to the beach, and these kids were letting off fireworks. And I got so scared from watching the fireworks that I actually did a poo in my shorts, you know.
Okay.
And they have gotten all over the sneakers, and these gentlemen were down there drinking, and they started laughing at me. These gentlemen did, and we went ahead and started walking back to the car. And I slipped on the sneakers with the poo on the asphalt right there, and I burnt my hands on the black asphalt. And I want to go ahead and sue you for selling them to me. And I was wondering if you gave me the corporate number for this shoe manufacturer, Nike, so I can go ahead and sue them.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that.
Well, sir, you sold them to me fair and square, and I fell down here, and I got, you know, first-degree burns on my hands. And these gentlemen laughed at me, and I'm suing my son as well for buying these damn sneakers for me now. He said fair and square he's not going to go return them, but by God, I'm going to sue him, and I'm suing you, and I really need you to get me your corporate office, like, address or something so I can send this out.
You can't sue us for that.
Well, sure I can. It's America's a free country. I don't know if you knew, Honolulu is the last state to join in.
Yeah.
Where you been, buddy?
You really can't sue us for that. Whatever that happened, that had nothing to do with us.
Well, sir, by law, by God and by law, you need to give me the address, though, no matter what, if I ask.
I can give you the address. I can give you the phone number.
You sold them to my son. He said that you sold them to him, and we got your name on the receipt here.
My name is not on the receipt.
He wrote it down after he did the transaction. He wrote it down right there after he signed the Visa card.
What's my name?
Sir?
Huh?
You told me your name in the beginning of the damn thing.
I'm sorry?
Sir, he's got your name here fair and square, and I really need...
my name?
Can I go ahead and get your last name and your social security number, please?
You ain't getting my social security number.
Well, do you have a Visa debit card, or maybe I can put the deposit down?
No.
On the lawsuit?
No.
Please, man, I just need to make a deposit on this. You're going to lose my apartment.
I'll give you the corporate number. You can call them.
How about $29 to help me out with this deposit on my apartment?
No.
I lost my job. And I'm just trying to sue someone, and I thought maybe I'd try to get...
Okay, unfortunately, that's your fault.
Was there someone else that maybe I could sue for something?
Hold on. Why don't you hold on, please?
Okay.
That's retarded.
He was getting a cop.
I shit my pants. Can I sue you? Okay, who's jerking off?
Athena. Oh, this guy's taking too long.
Oh, you punk.
That guy was taking too goddamn long, man. That was good, though. That was fun. I am reactivating.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yes, I'm reactivating the toll-free line right now as we speak. So, excuse me while I do that. There it is. Okay. And here we are. Great call, guys. Great call.
That was a great call, man.
Yeah, we've got a busy chat room here.
You're a punk.
Also, I have breaking news, everybody. Breaking news. Milkman, cut the music, please.
All right, here you go.
Breaking news here. Tomorrow evening, Jupe is going to be doing a show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to hear that. That's all I got to say. He handed me that note right now to make sure to announce that Jupe will be doing a show tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by Zolar and his Zolar Vision tomorrow. I see Black Box has entered and left the chat room. That is not Blackout. Our former competitor, that is a friend of mine from high school who listens to the show, and he joins the chat room every once in a while. So be cool with him, everybody. Be cool. Blackbox is cool. That's a good friend of mine from high school. So thank you very much for stopping in. There we go. All right, guys. Who shall we call next? Any requests?
What's the 800 number again?
It is open. It is 888-278-8509. That is the toll-free.
888-278-8509.
Yes, sir. That's the
toll-free. Get out of the
street. Right. Hang on. Oh, man. Everything's jumping around like crazy. We got a few Popeyes over here that we can call. Popeyes, chickens, and biscuits. Fook Lamb Restaurant, okay. The Chawan Shop. Scoop and Fruit Wound 2. God. Oh, dang it. Tainted Thoughts. Oh, yeah. Here's the one we're going to do. We're going to call Doc Holliday's in Nevada, where Dana was rude to us. After that, Milkman, we need to call Sam. You know who I'm talking about, Sam?
Yeah.
We need to call Sam the Donut Man.
Yep,
for sure.
Before it's too late.
Yep. He leaves at 12. It's our favorite person to call here on this show. So we most definitely have to do that. Oh yeah, by the way, tonight our outro is a brand new outro that we have tonight. I made a new outro for the show. So be sure to check that out, everyone.
Oh, really?
That's at the end of the show tonight. We'll be playing that. So it's 7 minutes long. It'll play at the end of our show for about 6 months probably. So we change it out every once in a while. but, Okay. Next call's coming up. Doc Holliday's in Reno. Back in a moment.
Doc Holliday, Josh.
God, you gotta answer so loud.
What?
You have to answer so loud.
No, I just can't hear.
You kind of, you know, you're the second person there to talk to me like that. Where's Dano at?
Dano just left.
Well, Dano was very rude to me when I came in. I wanted to file a formal complaint.
Oh, stop it.
No, seriously, he was very rude to me, and I wanted to file a formal complaint with whoever's in charge there.
No.
Man, what is your name?
Who is this?
No, what is your name?
My name is Ashley.
Okay, my name is Steve Bozell. I was just in there, and this gentleman...
It's who? I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
Steve Bozell. Stephen Bozell, sir.
Stephen Bozell?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
I'm on vacation. We couldn't afford to go to Vegas. We stopped in Reno instead. The gentleman was very rude to me. I'm not very happy. I want to file a formal complaint against him and you now. What's your name?
And me?
What's your name?
My name is Ashley.
How do you spell that?
A-S-H-L-E-I-G.
How do you spell your last name?
Why, I'm sorry.
How do you spell your last name? I need it for this
form.
I'm
sorry. Why was I rude to you, sir?
Because you're laughing at me because of the fact that I'm including you.
I am not laughing at you. I can hardly hear.
I'm including you in the lawsuit.
There you go.
Now she's just going to stop talking to me.
I'm sorry?
How are you going to stop talking to me?
No, I just can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, can you move somewhere that I can hear me? Because now you have to give me a lot of... I need to take that...
I'm sorry. I'm the only one here, and I've got a full bar.
Well, I'll need this information for this invoice.
I'm sorry. You know what? Maybe the best bet would be to come down and get it.
Well, no. I'm not allowed to go down there.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I have a restraining order. I can't go down there.
What am I forgetting now? What did I forget? Training wheels. Oh, yeah. Catherine, do you want a beer?
Hey, ma'am?
Yes.
I have a restraining order on me. Catherine has one on me. Can you ask her to stay 500 feet away and I can come down there and get the information?
Who?
Catherine has a restraining order out against me.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't. I'm going to have to let you go.
Can you ask her if she'll let me go in there, please?
No, I'm going to have to let you go.
But listen.
I don't know if this is a joke or not, but I don't have the time right
just
now.
Just ask her if I can go in there.
You don't even know her.
Yes. Tell her, Steve, the guy that she has a restraining order against wants to come in.
No, I'm sorry.
But
I need
your permission.
I don't know if this is a joke or not, but I don't have time.
Look, ma'am, I wouldn't joke around. This is serious.
Well,
please.
I'm sorry.
Please, I'll give you a dollar. Damn it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What was that all about? Restraining order.
Keep the dollar.
Jupe said he's going to make me an intro. Oh boy, just like his, exactly like his. That's
goody,
interesting.
Goody.
Yeah, he's got the best outro on PCU. Everybody, don't miss that. The best part of Jupe's show is his intro. Be sure to catch that.
It's definitely funny.
I'm sorry, that's rude.
I like funny because whenever I get there, I sound like I got helium in my lungs.
Something. He's got the one with the black guy, though. It's funny. It's like he... When I listen
to Monkey Phone's retard... When I listen to Monkey Phone...
I stab a nigga named Tyrone. Yeah, or like, I stab a nigga named Tyrone. Like that. It's funny. It's hilarious. Yeah. Jonathan says he's sorry he's late. Well, shit. Jonathan's late. I don't know. Should we end the show? Jonathan's late, everybody. I don't know. As punishment?
I'm out of here.
All right, that's it.
Our cookies are.
Yeah, our cookies are late, and you're late, Jonathan, and we don't appreciate that. So that's it. We're going to end the show.
My wife's late. Oh,
thank you very much, everybody.
We're going to call Cheese Boy after telling him to take off in your little girl with us.
Have a good night, everybody. We're out of here. I'm kidding. I'll stop.
Yo, yo.
That's just a joke, everybody.
All you dummies that tuned out, tune back in.
Yeah, tune back in. Yeah, they're going to be able to hear that. We have 94 listeners right now. They extended in the on. Fuck it. We have 94 listeners now on the extended Madhouse Radio Network. Thank you very much to all of you who are listening to us tonight on Madhouse Radio. You're also listening to us on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, our flagship show station. And we're also on Jammin' 101, the hits from someday and all that stuff. Hey!
Jammin'.
We have a caller here from North Carolina, none other than who?
John.
Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, I don't know, man. I'm not happy. You're late.
I got stuck in traffic. I was coming home late from work.
Oh, man.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Clone says it sounds like, you know, BS. I don't know, man. I mean, what's going on? You're slacking. Why are you running late today? You have overtime?
I got here about a couple minutes ago.
I'm just kidding with you, man. That's all good. Hey, Jonathan, you know, we heard you. I played your prank calls, man. I listened to them, and I played them earlier today, and I'll play them at the end of the show today, man.
How did you like them?
Yes, they were pretty funny. They were cheese-related prank calls. What are you looking for that? Okay. I'm going to stick to this, Athena. All right, there. Good deal. All right, God. Jonathan, did you go to college at all, ever?
1 year I did.
1 year? Your freshman year? Was that it, or how'd it go?
It went all right.
Okay.
That's what I got the job for, the cash transit system.
Okay. All right. And we know your favorite drink is the pina colada. When was the first When was the first time you had an alcoholic drink?
Oh, it's been a while.
Were you 18? Were you 21? Or what's the deal with that?
21.
You were 21? You waited until you were 21, honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to church at all?
Say that again?
Do you go to church at all?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's great, man. It's very, you know, I think the majority of people out there on PCU don't go to church, but I know I stopped going to church. Athena goes to church. I don't.
But I'm a Satanist.
Clone is a Satanist. He practices at home. Jonathan, can you do me a favor? Can you send me the number for Cheese Boy again, his cell phone number? I'd like to give him a call tonight.
Sure, I can send you it right now.
All right, no problem. And those cookies Milkman is asking, are they on their way still?
Yes, he has I think it was grasshopper cookies that are coming in, and you got sugar-free cookies coming in.
Excellent. Sugar-free is my deal right there. Thank you very much, Jonathan. You're a gentleman and a scholar. And now's your time to say hi or goodbye to anybody who's out there listening.
I just want to give a shout-out to all my listeners and friends out there on PCU, and I hope you have a safe and great weekend.
Okay. Well, God bless you, sir. You have a good night. Thank you for calling in. We'll catch you next week, man.
All right.
All right, then. No.
Jonathan's got listeners. I laugh every time he says that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I like to say...
Like me thinking myself.
I like to say thank you for everybody. That's fine.
I like to say thank you to all my listeners.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you gotta love guys like that, you know? Thank you very much.
He didn't think himself like I did.
Yeah, that's true. Well, super, everybody.
That's just rude.
Yeah. Man, we gotta do another prank call. Numbers, though, coming in. We got Island Spirit Yoga. Island Spirit Yoga. We also have Aloha Spirit Weddings. Excellent. Asian people.
You gotta do John Masters to the yoga.
I have bad lungs, man. I need to talk about something serious here. Let me cut the music real quick. Where's the music playing? I have a lung problem, Athena. I wake up every morning and I'm hacking. And I get into these coughing fits, too, sometimes, man. And it's really scary. It might be that, but maybe I have lung cancer, emphysema, or something. But when did you start smoking cigarettes? At 12 or 13? Right before you turned 13. And you quit 6 months ago?
Yeah.
and so you smoked for 10 years, let's say, right?
Yeah.
You smoked for 10 years straight. And you don't hack or anything, do you?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I need to quit smoking stuff. I got to find something.
That's that weed, man.
I'm going to start chewing dip or something. No. Yeah, come on, baby.
You don't actually chew it.
Athena's like, you're not
your
kissing me
off, man.
At all. Athena's getting ready to cut off the head privileges is what's happening, I think, if I ever dare chewing dip. Yeah. And
hey,
here's
your baddie big pussy.
Saigon's in the chat room. All right, Saigon.
Big pussy.
Big push is here. Jonathan is sending a number for Cheese Boy. Tuck has, says Jonathan owes him a recording. Okay. Jupe says nothing new, so we'll close him out. Ready to go. And fuck it. Earth Dog says we're not on Jammin' 101. We'll forget it. We're not on Jammin' 101. That's why they have so few listeners. So, okay, whatever. We have 49 listeners. Big whoop-de-doo.
Island Spirit Yoga it is, with John Masters. John Masters.
Right.
Okay.
Jack Masterson.
John Masterson. Get it right. We'll play this. No, not that. Blah, 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 blah.
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
Okay. Aloha. We're right back after this, folks.
Boo.
No answer there. That's not a problem. Nothing changes. The plan has not changed. We came for the diamonds, everybody. We came for the diamonds. Aloha Spirit Weddings it is, then. I'll have to figure out Jack Masterson into this one. And after that, we'll call Sam the Donut Man for Milkman.
Yeah!
And I think for everybody else out there, who's a big fan of him. And the ongoing saga.
Nunu's sending that information.
Yeah, send it in, damn it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is the wedding?
I beg your pardon?
Is this for weddings?
This is Reverend Julia. Is that whom you're calling?
Yes.
How can I help you?
I was interested in a reservation.
You'd like to have a wedding service, and when would that be for?
As soon as possible, as soon as you have available.
I see. Well, I am not on island right now. I would be happy to call another pastor and see if I can have them help you.
Possibly. What if it's tomorrow and when are you free again? I want you. You sound good.
Oh, thank you, dear, but I'm not on island. I won't be back until November the 19th.
Where are you now?
New Mexico.
Oh, nice. Really? I just came from there. Reno. Nevada, though.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, well, New Mexico on the way. We drove over here.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so do you marry men, right? I heard you marry men.
I beg your pardon?
I heard that you married men. That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, well, that's fine. But as I said, I won't be back until November the 19th.
The 19th? Well, that's horrible. Who else can I call? You got a number you can shoot me or something?
Let me think. Just a minute now.
Hurry up. Can you hurry up, please?
Yeah, I can. Reverend John Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
Bullock?
B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah, John. J-O-N.
Jim.
John Bullock.
J-I-M. Bullock. Got it. All
right. Right, and I don't have his number.
Oh, man, I mean, what am I going to do? I need to get married.
Well, what can I do...
Do you have any suggestions? Look, I'm trying to get the life insurance out of this broad.
You're too sweet. Let's see.
Come on.
I'm giving you a name of somebody, you know, who, if he's available, would be...
God, woman, what's it going to take for you to play with me?
I'm going to say goodbye now.
Just play with me. Play with me on the phone. Oh. This is going nowhere. God, man.
It's like having a conversation with this one over here.
I hear you married, guys. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was supposed to be a John Masterson thing, but I forgot about it, and then she's in the middle of the stupid island, so I have nothing I can do. Well, shit.
Big pussy's dating the lake boy.
The lake boy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Saigon is old blackout over there, I think.
Yeah, he's dating the lake boy.
He's doing something with a guy. Do I have email?
He's starting his own inflatable raft company.
Whatever, man. Again, the toll-free line is open.
Yeah.
The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, toll-free here, 888-278-8509.
What do you want to bet Big Pussy won't call in?
Probably not. Probably not. What can you
I'll
do?
I'll bet $100.
Live up to that nickname.
Probably not. Do we have the number for the Dunkin' Donuts? I don't think I have it ready. I gotta try to find it. Oh, shit.
Great.
No, the problem is that Lonesome Loser's in under Grimlock tonight. He's got a different chat name, so it makes it a little harder for me to get it.
Dump Dick Nuts.
Well, while I get that, I'll give you a story here from this guy on AOL who's talking to me. He says the other night, this couple tried to pick up his wife in a bar when he wasn't there. She was a bit tipsy and doesn't remember the whole incident. We could call her and pretend to be the guy. He and his girlfriend wanted her to come home with them so she could watch him nail her. Wow, man. Well, that's something.
That's pretty insane.
I think you should give that guy a call and meet him somewhere and kick his ass. That's what I say. Mess with your wife. Give us a number, man. Sure thing. We'll prank him. Give us a name and a phone number and like what city this is in. And we'll do that shit. No problem. No problem,
kid. Send it right along, baby.
No problem, dude. In the meantime, I'll find the friggin' chat logs here so I can get the number for the bonus guy that we've every week.
In the meantime,
dude.
Okay. It's you guys. Guys, you want to say hello to sweet kisses?
What the hell is that anyway?
Guys, name's Gus.
Okay. No, seriously, who's it? Okay, we lost.
Gus, man. He jumped in on the microphone there. I was getting a drink, and I come back, and he hit the snatch of the microphone away.
Okay. That's kind of crazy and gay. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509.
He likes them D-pens.
I know this number is under Crazy Arab. That's how I always find them. There we go. Our favorite Crazy Arab.
Don't talk about my D-pens, damn it.
You say it.
My gosh. Sorry about that.
Okay, enough, milkman. That's enough. Behave yourself, sir. And the next prank call of the night's coming. We're going to call the Dunkin' Donuts, as always. We're right back after this.
Dunkin' Donuts, may I help you?
Hey, is Sam there?
Who?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, so Sam?
Hello.
Hey, how many men been with your mother before you were born?
I'm sorry?
How many men with your mother before you were born?
Oh, it's like how many men with your mother? You know?
That's what I said, stupid. How many men? Go ask her.
Ask who?
Your mother.
My mother?
How many men?
My mother is not my mother. I don't have mother. My mother is your mom.
I was just talking to her right now.
Go ask your mother.
My father had sex with your mother and you came out.
No. Your father, do you know your father? You don't have your father because so many guys say fuck your mother.
You're my brother.
I know.
You're my brother because my father raped your mother.
No, because my father fucked your mom.
My father fucked your mom first.
Okay, just tell me, why don't come here?
I came there.
I know, because you're chicken.
You didn't do anything when
chicken.
I came in there.
Because you're fucking chicken.
I came
if
in there with...
If you're a man, come here and show me your face.
Will you kiss me?
Face to face, motherfucker.
Will you kiss me
chicken,
those... Will you
face to face.
Kiss me with those big lips of yours.
Motherfucker, let me tell you something, okay? If I'm gonna see you, I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh,
I'm
baby.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
How?
Okay?
How are you gonna do it? With
how
what?
How gonna you like it?
With your hands?
Your balls, with your ass, wherever you want.
No, I like it in my balls.
put it in your mouth.
You know what I'm gonna do to you?
Put it in your mouth.
Hey.
Did you like it just like that?
I like it. I was in jail and I got it like that.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Are you scared of me?
Fuck you.
You know what? You know what I did?
I don't give a shit about nobody.
You came down here.
If you're going to be in jail, I'm going to kick your ass.
You remember when you got pizza?
I'm going to kick you.
You remember when you got pizza the other day?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Do you remember when you got pizza? Hey, sir. Sir.
Hala.
Hala.
Okay, motherfucker.
Olmec.
Okay, motherfucker.
Olmec.
Okay, show me your face, motherfucker.
Your mother.
Okay, come here. Come over here.
Couscous Olmec.
Couscous Olmec?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that because your sister, you know? You have a sister?
I was in Iraq.
Fuck you. Fuck Iraq with you,
didn't
motherfucker.
I went to Iraq and I had
like
sex.
A lot of dicks there?
I had sex.
Do you like it?
I had.
I know, you know, they have like big dicks there.
Arab women.
Did you like it?
You know what? Your
did
mother.
You like it there?
Your mother, she moans like a whore.
I don't smile, motherfucker. I don't smile. Don't worry about my mother.
Your mother moans like a whore.
Oh, okay. No.
I love it.
Did you know?
You are a donkey, Mr. Bush. You are a donkey, Mr. Bush.
You're a donkey.
Okay, thank you.
You're a donkey, bitch.
You my brother.
Fuck
my
you,
big
bitch,
brother. I'm donkey. Or you my
bitch,
big brother.
Hey, listen.
You, bitch,
oh my gosh, you're so stupid, man.
No,
I feel so bad for you because I think you're confused. You have something in your mind.
I'm a lawyer.
You know? No, fucking hell. You.
I'm a lawyer.
Okay, come here.
I'm gonna come here. I'm coming in with a suit.
Oh, come here.
And a briefcase.
Okay, come here.
What time do you come in the morning?
Don't worry in the morning. Come here.
No, I can't come now.
Come here, anytime.
I have
the doors open. You know, I'm waiting for you.
I have to wash my hair tonight.
Oh, okay, go wash it. I can come play with my dick.
No, I don't touch devil people dick.
Oh, okay.
You know,
because okay.
You're Muslim.
Okay, that's good.
Seriously, do you know when you ate pizza the other day?
That's good.
I put sausage in your pizza.
If you had dairy or what?
I'm gonna put sausage.
If you had dairy or what?
Is what?
It's dairy.
It's Gary?
No, dairy.
Gary?
Yeah.
Garcia?
No, your hands.
My hands? No, your hands are dirty.
Okay, go clean and come play with my dick.
You know what I did to the Quran?
What?
It makes good toilet paper.
Where?
In my bathroom.
Oh.
The Quran in my bathroom.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, baby.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What the hell? That took a weird turn.
Oh, my gosh. He was in rare form. That's a keeper. That's going on the CD.
Yeah, that's got to go on the CD. Oh, my God. That guy's
insane.
Yeah,
that's a keeper. You heard it right here.
He wants to fuck me.
Only in the madhouse.
Yeah, only in the madhouse we get something like
that. He said
like
he it. Loved you, too.
Yeah, he did. What the hell?
Love you, son of a bitch, motherfucker. Love you, too.
He's not that angry with me anymore, I don't think. He's you know, he's kind of...
Nah.
He's losing steam.
Now, I think he's starting to enjoy it.
I think so. Maybe he knows what's going on.
He's like one of them kids that likes to get spanked a lot. Kind of like Big Pussy.
Yeah, but I'll never tell him who we are. I'd be too scared to.
Hell no.
Yeah.
You want a jihad?
Come fly a plane into Orlando.
Something. I don't know. He can't leave that place for more than a day. It's impossible. He'd never make it over here. Yeah.
He's like a boot.
Does he have a visa through Homeland Security?
I don't know. I was going to tell him that I made him eat pork when he didn't know about it, but it wasn't going anywhere. Excuse me. So, yeah, that was good. And, again, the toll-free line to call in is...
Turban is turkey.
Yes,
do you have that call anywhere?
Maybe.
I haven't heard that in ages, man. Maybe you could play it on the break.
Maybe. Not in the break, but I could definitely... Oh, yeah, I would have to play in the break. I didn't set up a break. Holy shit. I just realized that.
There you go. You remember that My Turban is Dirty? Was that? It's Howard Stern call, isn't it?
Yeah, I got it right here. Hang on.
Chicken, can I help you?
Oh, my God.
Hi, how are you?
What do you need?
My brother's going to come down today. He's going to make a big, big order, okay?
What did he want?
Just take down his name because it's a very, very big order. Do you have a pen handy?
Go ahead.
His name is Maitor.
What is it? Maitor?
It's spelled M-I-T-U-R, and his last name is B-I-N-E-S-D-E-R-T-Y.
My turban is dirty?
Your turban is dirty?
F*** you, you motherfucker. Chicken, can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, what can I get for you?
Yeah, is your chicken fresh?
She's fresh. How many pieces do you need?
Is your buffalo wing sauce spicy?
Yes, it's spicy. What do you want?
Yeah, is your turban dirty?
Your mother is dirty, you piece of shit. Chicken, how can I help you?
Hello?
What do you need?
Is Mike there?
Mike who?
Mike Turban is dirty?
Fuck that, hey, mar ja, jannam mein ja, kamine.
All right. That is a classic. That's from the Howard Stern show.
That's a classic.
I don't know who to credit. That was not us. I heard it on the Howard Stern show. I got it from the Howard Stern show. I don't know if they did it or maybe they played it from someone else. That's all I know about that. If anybody knows who made that, let me know so I can give them proper credit. But that's the My Turban is Dirty calls. Those are Sal the Stockbroker.
Sal the Stockbroker, Zolar says.
Zolar confirmed. Sal the Stockbroker, man. Hey, man. Artie Lang. I don't know if... Clone, you don't listen to Howard Stern at all. Milkman doesn't either.
Yeah, I know Artie.
Artie
Lang's going to have a funny-ass movie.
Yeah, well, he just admitted today that he's been a heroin addict. He was a heroin addict.
Oh.
He was in heroin from February until July, I think it was, of this year. Something like that. He admitted that today, and he started crying on the air and everything. It was really, really something. Something insane.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a smart guy.
He is a funny guy. I hate to see him
go. He does that just in time to get the attention for his movie.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people are saying. You know, a lot of people.
That's
are saying.
Like Justin Timberlake.
It's
getting
probably
ran
not even true, but it's a smart move.
Hey man, I got a question. Earth is bringing up a good point. I'm talking about making the CD. Do I need permission from everybody? I mean, technically, Kitty Kid doesn't get permission from the people he puts on the CDs, does he? He releases one a year.
No.
It's not a problem unless they find out, right? I mean, as long as they keep it small time, or how does it work? I don't understand it, really.
No, you know, it's easy to do, man. I can show you what to do, man. All that way, even if they hear it, they won't be able to prove it's them.
Okay. What I'm going to do is this weekend, probably tomorrow, I'm going to edit all the calls to exactly the same length, and then I'll send them on to you, and you do a final polishing of the quality. You know what I mean?
You know what I do. I can do that. No
I might get with a Sean or Tuck or something.
You
huh?
Have you made a decision on all the final calls that are going to go on the CD?
Yeah. I got it. Down to the time. I got it already. Yeah. Yep. It's all, I got to make them quicker. I'm going to take out pauses and stuff. I'm going to make it flow all really fast. So there's no long pauses, no stuttering or anything like that. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, you just want to bam, 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 bam like a machine gun.
Awesome. We're going to do that soon, everybody. Give me 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to start selling the Madhouse Radio CD, untitled as of yet. And if you have any idea for what to title the stupid CD, let me know. So, Tuck wants to call in.
I still like Party Room at the Madhouse.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat room tonight. And again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509 if you want to call in. 1-888-278-8509. Call in if you'd like. We're going to go ahead and do another prank call here. We're going to call Yoga Centered in Hilo, Hawaii. Yoga Centered. Yoga Centered. I'm going to have to find a song to play here. All right. Right back.
Yoga Centered.
Hey, Yoga Center, correct?
Yes.
I need to put my father on the line. He's looking for someone. Do you have any, like, restrictions on age or anything like that?
No, not at all.
Okay, he's a little older. He's back, you know, he came from back from Vietnam, and he's been a little hurt, and the doctor recommended yoga for him.
Uh-huh. Okay, good idea. Can I put you on with someone who's very knowledgeable?
Super.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay, baby.
Sorry, just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good, thank you.
Hey, my name is Mr. Masterson.
Uh-huh.
I'm terminally diabetic.
Uh-huh.
And I have problems with neuropathy.
Uh-huh.
And I've been getting physical therapy, and I talked to the physician today.
Uh-huh.
And he put me on a new treatment. He said I should get yoga and acupuncture.
Uh-huh.
And he recommended your place.
Can you tell me who that physical therapist was?
My physical therapist, his name is Bruce, but my physician, my doctor, is the person who said for me to come in. He said his patients have been coming there.
Oh, okay. Can you just tell me the name of your doctor real quick?
Dr. Ren Garcia. He's a Filipino doctor.
Red Garcia.
Ruben.
Ruben.
Garcia.
Okay. You know, it's really hard to give you any advice on what you would be up, which type of class would be best for you, and if it would be appropriate without meeting you and sort of getting an idea of your physical condition. So you could plan to come to a class, maybe sometime when we could have a chance to talk prior to, if that works for you.
My question, I weigh about 482 pounds.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like I said, I'm terminally diabetic. I got shot by a Vietnamese sniper. She was 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she hit me right in the pancreas.
Uh-huh.
Now, you should have seen me before the war. I was a picture of health.
Uh-huh.
And ever since then, I've been gaining weight and gaining weight. So he recommended I come in for yoga, but I mean, is that possible for a man of my size?
Hold on. You know, it's probably not likely. Well, listen. It's probably not likely for you to come to a regular class. But if you have the means to schedule a private a few times.
I want to be like everyone else.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people who can't work into a class do come to privates first, and it gives us a chance for them to explore all the modifications that work for them to be able to come to a class.
I just want to come in and look at the people like someone is like one of them.
You're welcome to try. But I'm just saying that you would probably get more out of it.
I haven't seen my knees in 12 years.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, the only way I know I have knees there is when my dog comes up to me and licks my knees.
Yeah.
He found a chicken wing up in there the other day, too.
Well, I've told you what I can, and you can think about those things, and you can give us a call back if you decide that you do want to schedule some private sessions and just get you.
I just want to look at the ladies.
Okay,
I just want to see ladies before I die.
Okay, well, there's lots of them all over town, but I do have to get going right now, okay?
Do you wear, like, tight clothes?
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Can I smell the mat when you stand up?
That's nasty. Nasty, nasty. That hurts after a while to do that. Yeah.
Oh, that was good, Carlito.
It was interesting. Great.
Jack Masterson rocks, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You sucked it in good, too, man.
Yeah. The clone homegrown.
Leave on a good note.
G-talk, man.
Yeah. Clone homegrown is heading out of here. Clone, didn't want to say goodbye to anybody.
Oh, okay.
Good night, all the chatters, and Carlito, Milkman, keep it real.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe I'll call. I don't know.
All right. Well, if you can, man. If not, you got to be at work. You got to take care of work. So.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, man.
Peace out.
Enjoy. The only employed gentleman.
Peace out, stone clone.
Yeah.
Home.
Bye, stone homegrown clone guy.
Love you guys.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. That's check on them.
That's the only employed member of the show. Something has got to give, man. We both have to get jobs.
That guy is a chump, man.
Yeah.
We're living the dream. He's in the rat.
All right. What'd you send
me
here?
Look at me a G-Talk, man. Look who's back.
Del Taco? Del Taco.
Look who's done it. The Warrior. The Warrior's back.
Oh, Jesus, God. Madhouse Radio, go ahead. Hello.
Hang up. Somebody was just going to call to hear an echo. Hang up.
I think this video is off, and I forgot to turn it again. people
think I'm going to cut in and hear it echo.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, whatever, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. We'll turn you off, and then that'll be it. We'll just block you off the toll-free line. No worries there.
Yeah. That way you don't have to.
Yeah, you get it one or two times.
Listen our dime.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Okay, so Del Taco. As for Antonetta, she's Mexican. Everyone there is Mexican. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. Got it.
That was from The Warrior.
The Warrior? I sent that in. Okay. Yeah. And we also have...
Remember The Warrior?
No. I can't say I do. The Ultimate
Warrior. He sent us in some good numbers before. I think he sent in the one about the Preacher.
Preacher. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Long time ago. He ain't been around a long time. Anyway, he does send in good numbers.
Okay. It might have been a long time ago. Do you know him from me? I don't remember anything past last month. So it's like Andy who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said before, the toll-free line is 888.
Smoke your hookah every day.
The toll-free line is 888-278-8509. We're going to do a call here. Let me get the premise of this again. They're saying here that a couple tried to pick up this homeboy's wife in a bar. He wasn't there. She was a bit tipsy. Doesn't remember the whole incident. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so we got the number of the guy who tried to pick up... I guess a couple that tried to pick up his wife.
Is this Warrior's number?
Oh, okay. No, this is someone else.
Oh.
All right, hang on. We got another call. Let's see if this works.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Reckon.
Nothing. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sinful D.
Sinful D, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Carlito?
Not much, man. Not much. You never called in before, I think. This is
my first time.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. You're going to check
my cherry.
Good. Well, hey, congratulations, man. How long have you been listening to us, out of curiosity?
Oh, forever, man.
I think you've been around since you come in some kind of, some kind of form once in a while. I've been seeing you for a long time. You're one of those guys that kind of hangs out, doesn't really get involved, but I can tell likes the show, so.
Exactly. I'm a lurker.
Awesome.
I was actually just too bashful to call in.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with being bashful. No reason to be nervous, man. But, feel free to call in whenever you want. Don't be a stranger. Any ideas on how we can title a CD for this, prank calls for the show for the last year?
What's the best you got?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I haven't worked on it. I'm trying to get you people to work on it for me. No, I haven't thought about it yet. I got to do that tonight. I got to meditate first.
Put a lot of cool words into a hat, I guess.
I'm thinking maybe put some phrases, or maybe just the words, right, and get something random out.
Yeah, and piece it together like a Frankenstein monster.
Yeah. How many words do you think? Three or four? I think four.
Four is a nice manly number.
Yeah, I want to go past four. Yeah, I feel that, man.
I'm with you on that.
That's awesome. Awesome, dude. Well, Sinful D, you want to say hi to anybody out there listening? Got a girlfriend listening? I'm sure you don't, but I'm just...
Yeah, and you're very right. I'd like to say hi to that guy that I screwed for money behind the Taco Bell.
Awesome, dude.
So, hope you're listening, but,
You never know. You never know, man. We're all over the world. We got this listeners all over the place.
Definitely.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling and checking in, man. Don't be a stranger.
You definitely got to call.
All right, God bless you.
All right, homeboy, white power, God bless you. Bye, sir.
Yeah. Call the Warriors number now, man. That's a Taco Bell number.
A Taco, okay. After that, we'll call the couple call. But I still don't get the premise of it. I'm too high.
Right.
I'm too high to figure it out.
Yeah, well, the Taco Bell one's pretty easy, and then that'll ease you into it, and then all of a sudden, bam, you'll have some.
I gotcha. Hang on, we got a call coming in. Another call, everybody. Yay. We're so popular today.
Matt Halter on the air.
Hey, House. It's a guy about my wife went out with a couple friends last night.
Okay, so your wife went out with some friends, right?
All right, yeah. So she went out after work to a hole-in-the-wall bar, and this couple approaches them, dude first, and says, hey, my girlfriend's always had this fantasy, and, she'd like to see me with another woman.
Uh-huh.
And the girl pops up out of nowhere, and is like, yeah, it'd be so cool, whatever. Oh, well, I got this from one of the guys that went with her,
uh-huh.
And then I talked to her about it, and she almost didn't remember the story.
Really?
So, yeah, so here's what I figured. If you call her pretending to be the guy,
okay.
And, hey, yeah, you gave me your phone number and wanted to set that up.
Okay.
And, watch her freak the hell out.
Does she remember the guy at all, what he looked like before? Do you know if it was like a black guy or something?
No, I'm pretty sure he was a white guy. But the name of the bar was Flanagan's.
Flanagan's, okay.
She was in Flanagan's, and she was tipsy enough that I don't think she would remember if she gave her phone number or not, and I honestly don't think she did.
Okay.
But she probably wouldn't be able to remember the detail that she didn't, so.
Okay, you got it. I'm going to do that right now, actually.
All right, cool. I'll listen.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Peace out. It's good talking to you.
Yep.
All right, man. All
right. That's something. That's the first time someone's called me by my old nickname from high school from football. He called me House. That's my old nickname back then. I totally forgot about that. I got half of the name from Matt House with that house. That's where I got it from. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Decoy says the CD title should be Mad House Paying the Toll, and Andy says it should be Eating the Toll House. Well, that's something. Thank you, Andy. Andy who?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Dimes in the madhouse.
Dropping dimes. Hello, hello. And a 3, 2, 1.
Moving right along.
What was that?
I don't know. Someone who didn't answer. Okay, so we're going to call this guy's wife. He wants us to call his wife to prank. I'm like, I can't believe it. It's awesome. Andy says the title should include a fat reference also.
What's your fat has been up to? That's kind of good, actually.
I used to help that a lot, man. It's an old one.
Oh, man.
Called and forwarded to automated voice messaging system.
What is this?
Amanda?
Oh, no. Her last name went out.
The tone, please record.
Oh, no.
When you finish recording, you may hang.
Perhaps we'll try that. Perhaps we'll try her after the break later. You never know. We'll try her later.
Well, bye-bye now.
Yeah, man.
Let's call the dead taco.
That's right. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Andy's asking, who is the guy who claims to know me? I don't know. Milkman knows me. Milkman, we know each other pretty well, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe talking to Jay. Black box. That's Jay. Maybe that's who you're talking about. Jay from high school. You know who he is, man. That guy.
Okay.
Madhouse Radio. You're on the air.
I give you a big thick.
Happy meat it is. Happiness to you and your happy meat. How are you doing, Tuck?
I'm doing well.
Tuck, we gotta design a CD cover, man.
Yeah. Okay.
We gotta do something. Get with me. I don't know if you have any. Just give me ideas. I don't want to make you do the work. You know what I mean? Maybe I can do it.
Give me a title and then from like, or give me a series of titles so we can pick one. And
yeah.
Work with it.
Yeah, we got to work on the title first, I think. That's
revolutionary.
What's your fat ass been up to?
Just kind of thinking that sort of way like we did with the flyer and the website stuff. We kind of keep with that sort of theme in mind.
Right.
I think we can come up with something pretty cool pretty quickly.
I'm sure we could. Milkman says, what's your fat ass been up to? I don't know. Maybe that's going to be it. I kind of like that, actually. I'll be honest with you. I kind of like what your fat has been up to. Tuck, I had a vision the other night about doing a Happy Meat call to a McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, but I thought that might be a good thing. I've got a McDonald's inside a Walmart in California.
Okay.
And the Mexican girl answered there. We can try it. Oh, yeah, am I putting you on the spot? Did you want to try that?
Sure. No. That'd be cool. You want to do the good old way with the translator and stuff.
Exactly. We're gonna try something for sure. We're gonna do some kind of ruckus here. But hang on.
All
right. I'll open up and I'll put you right on, and we'll order happy meat from the McDonald's. I need a McDonald's song. Milkman, any ideas?
Oh man, boy, you got me on that one.
Do we have Rockin' McDonald's?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
I don't know if I have it, though, man. Hang on. That's a good song, man. That's the old West. Oh,
we
do.
Cheater's Dick.
No, but we got Rock and Roll McDonald's. There we go. This goes out to Dr. Lego.
McDonald's is a place.
We'll be right back after this.
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat.
Hello, sir? This is the McDonald's? Sir?
Hello?
Yes, we're looking for the McDonald's, please.
Yes, McDonald's?
Yeah, okay, we have a gentleman here who wants to know if he can come in. He has a few questions. I'm his translator, sir. We're here at the base.
I can hear you, so I can hear you very far.
What do you mean you can hear me from very far? Put the phone up to your ear.
I'm sorry?
Can you put the phone in your ear? Sir? How are you holding the phone? Oh, Jesus God, sir. Come on, I got a show to do. Come on, talk.
Time to go down there, hitting me.
Yeah, that. You bastard.
Hello, sir? Hello? Sir?
Now he hangs up.
He's a
moron.
He's not a McDonald's.
What a punk.
He's not a McDonald's. Speak English.
Yeah, Jesus. What kind of country does he get?
Instead.
You call McDonald's and they don't speak English. Hang on. Let me clear the line.
Go ahead and call the Taco Bell number then.
Something.
Since we're doing restaurants. I got the munchies.
We'll call it. Okay, Milkman has the munchies. We're going to call it Taco Bell. Where'd that go? You sent that to me, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's in G-Talk.
Taco Bell might be better than McDonald's anyway, because I just think we're saying Happy Meal.
Yeah, they're going to just think, Happy Meal? No, yeah, we. Yeah, and it's stupid. That's right. Okay, so we'll do the Del Taco, Del Taco. Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Here comes that, everybody. Hang on.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am? McDonald's?
Who is this?
McDonald's, please.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm looking for the McDonald's, please.
Daddy, I speak Spanish.
What kind of McDonald's is this?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
What kind of McDonald's is this?
I'm sorry.
Is this McDonald's or not?
No.
Who is this?
It's Del Taco.
What's your ID number?
ID number?
Yes, please.
10001.
10001?
Yes.
All right, hang on. No, that's wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Okay? Yeah. What, did I fucking misdial or something? What the hell's going on? I called... Oh, wait a minute. I called the taco place.
That was Yvonne.
That wasn't McDonald's. That was the taco place.
Said that was Yvonne. Call back and ask for Yvonne now.
Hang on.
Call back in a different voice.
Call back in a different voice and ask for Yvonne. Okay. Why did I say McDonald's?
Yeah, do Eddie.
Eddie? Great. Okay, hang on, Tuck.
Taco Bell.
Oh, shit. Okay, we're back on the other network. Hey, the other people.
Yeah. Hey,
hey, other people,
hey,
we're back.
Hey, it's the Madhouse Radio, hey.
Madhouse Radio thing, yeah. The
point .5.
The quote, point .5, the quote-unquote show.
Yeah.
That doesn't work tonight. We lost the stream. I'm sorry, everybody. I lost 1,000 listeners. Seriously, guys, I lost 1,000 listeners. I need to re-kick the stream here. Hang on, everybody. We're restarting the show. Don't panic. We just had a bit of technical difficulties. Just like that.
Call that bitch back.
Yeah, we gotta do something. Let me play something.
The number for ADT Alarms also.
ADT Alarms. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick, man. Hang on. I gotta try to kick the PCU stream. It's not coming back up for me to kick. Let me try to do that now. Okay, we're back on. I think we're back on. All right, everybody, we're back. Sorry. Some technical difficulties there.
Madhouse Radio 0.5, everybody. Hey,
yes, we're back. The show, that's what it is. We lost the stream for a while. And who are we calling now?
Are we going to call back
Yvonne at Del Taco?
Okay, we'll
call on ADT Alarms.
Yeah, Tuck, you go ahead and try to take this one, because so far I'm 0 for 2. Do your best, because I sure as hell can't do anything right tonight. And let me get the number here for you.
Tell him her name is Yvonne.
Okay. Her name is Yvonne, by the way, Tuck, all right?
It's Del Taco is the name of the place.
Yeah, at the taco place. All right, we'll try it one more time. Hang on.
Del Taco.
Hello, señorita.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
My English bad.
But I, you order a big a thick happy meal.
Thick what? Sorry.
I'm sorry. My English terrible. But I you me thick long happy meal.
A happy meal?
Happy meat. No. Happy meat.
Happy meat?
Big, long, hard, go up and down, in and out, I don't know how to say, happy meat.
That's a steak meat. Okay, you order a tacos, right? Oh, what kind do you order? Burrito? You order a taco, a hamburger? What you order?
A happy meat.
A happy meal?
No. Thick, long, huge, happy meat.
That was a burrito.
Burrito, no, burrito, yeah, but no, this, a thing, with the thing on the top and on top, in,
a matcha taco?
Bully, happy meat.
Uh-huh, and what's the problem?
My translator,
Okay, sí, mi nombre es Luis, soy el doctor número 277. Adelante, por favor.
Okay.
Él quiere la verga.
Long, happy meal.
Do you have the Verga burger?
No,
Verga? Can you ask for Mr. Verga, please? Ma'am?
Yeah?
Senora? Por favor, can you please ask for Mr. Verga?
Who's that?
Mr. Verga.
He big happy meat.
He has the happy meat.
Big.
Big.
Big. Mm-hmm. Big happy meat.
Yeah, Mr. Verga.
Mr. Verga, que no trabaja en la inglés, se llama así.
Can you, no, he's in a restaurant eating.
No, it's nobody eating here.
He's.
Those are closed, the lobby already.
He's cleaning. He's cleaning.
Who's cleaning?
Mr. Verga.
There's nobody here.
Ask. Just say Mr. Verga, please.
Hold on.
Bully, happy meat.
Verga means cock.
Bully, happy meat.
Everybody's information. Verga means cock. She said.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm the interpreter. I have a gentleman who said he's looking for somebody who's working there. I believe it's a family member.
Big, I think, long, heavy meat.
Okay, he's saying he's looking for Mr. Verga.
Roca.
Verga, V-E-R-G-A. He wants to know if he could please ask for Mr. Verga.
Roca is here.
Can you please ask for Mr. Verga? Why can't you just do that, woman?
That woman.
Senora, I'm the phone. What phone?
Who is? Are you looking for what?
Big, long,
He wants some kind of fucking me or something. I don't know.
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Well, ask for Mr. Verga. Where's Mr. Verga? I don't know where the hell that was going. Whatever that was.
Was that her busting a gut back here in the background, the other girl?
Yeah, she was laughing her ass off back there. All Mexican like.
She knew what was going on.
Yeah, hang on, let me try to clear the line here. Hang on. Okay, we're back in the secure line.
All right,
Tuck. Well,
can't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's been great, man.
It's been
awesome,
great,
man.
Thank you very much for calling in, as always.
And I like to have this be the official return. I've been around since Friday, but this is my official.
Oh yes, that's
return.
Right. Finally,
the land of the living, the lifeline of the PCU universe.
Well, you're still on dial up, but you're getting there, dude.
It don't matter.
Yeah, all right.
Dial up is just technical. All
right, and we're frying bacon over here. Yeah, we're frying bacon. All right, my buddy. Take care now.
All right, man. I'll be back. I'll see you back on air in a sec.
Okay, revolution, sir.
All right, revolution to you, brother.
Yes.
Revolutuck, everybody.
Revolutuck.com. Tuck is the official revolution guy of PCU Radio. Who's
He's
calling?
The official graphic illustrator artist of the Madhouse.
I think so. Hang on. We got a jumpy... the stream's going to be jumping now. I'm trying to restart Winamp here without kicking the stream over, so bear with me. Oh, we... No, we didn't lose it. Hang on. There it is. We got a caller anyway. Hang on.
Go ahead, you're on here.
Hey, what's up? It's the Warrior.
The Warrior, what's up, man?
Oh, not much.
Good.
Hey, Warrior.
Milkman is very excited to hear from you.
What'd you say?
I said Milkman is very excited to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. He's been on for a while.
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours, apparently.
Oh, he loved The Preacher.
The Preacher, indeed.
That was a good one.
It was. What's your affiliation with the taco people? You work there, or is that your old lady who answered the phone?
I work there.
Oh, you work there?
Yeah.
Are you the only white guy that works there?
Yeah.
That's got to be fun. Are they older? They sound a little older.
The first lady you talked to is about 23.
Okay.
And I don't know how old the other one was. Yvonne.
Okay. Yvonne? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's something, dude. So what do you do there? You make food? You take orders? Or?
I'm a cashier.
Cashier? Not bad. Good tacos, better than Taco Bell. What's your opinion?
But I like them better than Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we had taco meat here, man. It'd be nice to get a nice taco. I gotta stop eating. I'm eating way too much, right, Athena? Yeah, she agrees. Eating a lot. Are you tired of tacos at this point? Would you not eat a taco in a long time after making them?
I am sick of tacos.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I have a friend who used to work at KFC, and he said by the time, by a week into working there, he couldn't even stand smelling fried chicken. He didn't want to hear about chicken, didn't want anything to do with it. It was so bad. I don't blame him, man. Imagine frying chicken all day.
And if you watch them make the food, you'd puke.
Yeah, I bet. That's never fun. That's some shit, yeah, dude. Well, Warrior, man, thanks for sending that in. That was a pretty good call.
You're welcome.
When we finally got it to work.
Yeah.
All right, Warrior, thanks for calling in, man. Take care.
You're welcome.
All right, brother. Bye.
Carly, you need to go back to the archives and look up
the archives.
That. Preacher call that we did.
Dude, remind me, like, what exactly was a preacher call? I'm trying to remember. Like, I have an idea.
We called it a preacher, uh-huh. And you called him out and was talking about sin and stuff in the middle of the night, and he, like, give a big, long lecture to you.
Yeah, the guy I had a prayer with, right? Yeah, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I think that was him, yeah.
Yeah, God.
Hey, he's going to send me the number.
His name was Dick. Wasn't it Dick? Wasn't it Dick Small or something like that?
Okay. Send it. I'm going to tell him to send the info. Send the info, Warrior.
Yeah, dude, that was like, I think it was like Pastor Dick Small or something like that. Something weird. Something
like that, man. We called it, we called all of them.
Yeah, we started cracking up with the fact that his name was like a, like a connotation, sexual kind of connotation kind of thing.
He looked it up. I think he looked up the guys, guy in the, what is it, The newsletter they got, the pastor's newsletter.
Okay, that's where I got it from. Okay, fair enough, man. Fair enough. I'm trying to find music to play here. I'm thinking we need to take a break. We always take a break around this time. And I do not have...
Okay, I'm going to send this to you now.
All right, do that. Let me try to find this over here. I need to get my bearings in.
He was going to play a request, wasn't he?
A request?
There you go.
That's it right there. The Jen from church. Interesting. Okay. I might get that next year. I'm trying to find something to play on a break here. In a second. Milkman, why don't you give up the information for the chat real quick for everybody, please?
Okay. Hey, everybody. If you'd like to join our chat, you can do it the irc-lazy.net.de. irc.lazy-net.de. And then just push the old pound PCU, and you can come and join our chat.
That's right. And please
also,
do
if you go and do the website, madhouselive.com/join.
Okay. Slash join. Is this? Yeah, it is slash join. You're right. Man, I'm still not ready with this. Holy crap.
Look for the PCU chat icon, and then you can join our chat.
That's right. And one more thing over here.
If you're a real loser and you'd like to spend our dime, you can call us on our toll-free line.
Is that so? What's that?
All that number is 888-278-8509.
Very well done. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break and get reorganized here. It's now going to be...
That is a confirmed number for Jen also.
Yeah, we'll call that next. No problem. We also have, you know, we still have numbers here from Lonesome Loser, including the Excalibur limousine that we called way back in the day.
Oh, God, we haven't called him ages. I always ask for that one.
That's right. So look out for that. So more prank calls coming after this break, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, sweet kisses.
Milkman has a crew.
Come on, show your friends if you're not mad enough.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
What?
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me. Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Thanks for staying in there. Thank you.
I think that feels a lot better.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Madhouse Radio, Friday the 22nd.
I sent you some updated information from there, Carlito.
Oh, yeah? You don't say. Hang on, let me turn the music
on. This call we did was the one that AMD called the girl up and was wanting to marry her.
Yeah, we had a marriage over the phone.
Church girl, and he started talking to her. Yeah, this is the same girl.
Okay, gotcha.
So, if I recall, she was pretty gullible.
Okay, gotcha. Good idea. Let me check this out here. I'm trying to find that log from
you. Remember, you was a Southern preacher, and you performed the wedding.
Her name was Jen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You performed the wedding. You was a Southern preacher.
Okay, man, we need AMD to divorce him. That's what we gotta do. Where's AMD at?
I know, that punk.
God,
where the hell is he at?
Where is he?
He,
man,
told me he wanted to go on, and then all of a sudden he disappeared.
You wanna try to call Nunu's gone by now, isn't he? Yeah, Nunu's gone. Shit. He sent me a number to call some guy in Britain. I didn't call it. I feel bad. Whatever. We call stuff all the time. We called stuff for the last 2 weeks, and they were bum numbers. So. Too bad. Too bad, sucker.
Yeah.
Too bad, suck a bitch. I'm sorry. No, seriously. There.
Call it next time.
We have an idea for the CD cover, a parody of the Chronic cover, with the Afro wig picture of me, dead center, and the title as The Telephonic. I kind of like that. Instead of The Chronic, we call it The Telephonic, and you got the weed thing. That's a weed angle, though. That's kind of dangerous, you know? Make me all want.
Try and make it more of a comic scene, and how about the Delphonics?
I don't know about that. I don't know what to tell you about that. That's sick. I'm on my third Heineken.
I like what your fat ass been up to. I think that's great.
Yeah. Zolar called me told me to break my fat neck. You spick bastard. I think that's a good title for a CD. Break your fat neck. You spick bastard. It's kind of funny. Thank you, Zola. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, again, we'll give out the toll-free line again. We'll be doing the show for a little bit longer, so if you want to call in before the show ends, now's the time to call in. The toll-free line before we close the phone lines is 1-888-278-8509. We're in the second and end part of the show, so time is limited if you want to call in. Once again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Send in your prank requests now over at madhouselive.com. Email them to madhouseradio@gmail.com. Use the prank, request a prank form on madhouselive.com. Or you can send them to us on AOL Instant Messenger at Madhouse Radio. Other than that, we're going to move right along. Let me see what kind of numbers I have swirling here.
I'm wondering where the hell Crazy Bastard is.
Crazy Bastard? Don't know. Who?
Yeah.
Crazy fucker, yeah, he crazy usually calls. Bastard. He usually waits until midnight to call, because that's when the he gets, you know, cheap long distance or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Seriously, he needs to call in. Yeah, we haven't heard from him.
I bet you he's doing them Mad Dog or Manischewitz cheap-ass wine coolers again.
Something. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not happy about something. Dr. Lego is using that on his, is using him, audio from him, on his intro, on his new intro. I don't appreciate that. That's he's one of my people, you know? I mean, yeah, we brought him to PCU and stuff. What you got to steal my thunder for, man? No, I'm kidding. Whatever. You do what you got to do. He's on our outro. He's at the very end of the outro. So check that out, everybody. Going to be on in a few minutes if we keep going like this. Anyway, let's go ahead and try to call... One of our older numbers here that we got from Milkman, who is Jen from a church, who we got married to a British guy on the phone. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'll do it for you, Milkman. Just because I like you. Okay, Milkman, that number's going nowhere. It's not working. You know what I mean? Milkman, are you there? Hello, sir. Milkman isn't here. I didn't know Milkman wasn't here. Okay. We lost Milkman, everybody. Oh, well. Sorry about that, folks. Milkman is gone. Holy shit, what do we do? We'll move on. Let me try to knock out a few more prank calls here before we end the night. Hopefully Milkman will make it before we end the show. TNT Peril Mini Mart and Snack Shop in Hawaii also. Apparently this is some sort of gas station establishment. Okay, I'm game with that. I see Misery's in the team speak. Misery, are you there? Can you speak?
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's great. How are you doing? How's the band going, man?
I'm pretty good.
Good deal. Good deal. Any date on the new CD yet?
Yeah, it's ready.
It's ready? It's out now or is it ready?
Yeah, it's, well, I have the design, I have a few copies done, but we're looking for someone to mass distribute it.
Cool, man. Cool. Congratulations, man. Keep me posted. Okay. Well, watch your ears, everybody. Here comes the next prank call of the night. We're going to call the Mini Mart.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right.
Good. Hey, do you have a gas pump there?
What?
You don't have a gas pump. You don't have gas pump there, right?
We don't have.
Good. That's because I don't want to go to a place that has gas. You know what I read about people that had gas? Sir? Hello? God damn it, man. What's going on? This is a horrible, horrible show tonight. Allow me to blaspheme against myself, but this is not a good show. We're going to try one more prank call. Milkman's back. Milkman, welcome back, man. You don't say Milkman.
Yeah, man. I'm here.
No, it's the Misery and MacGyver's in our room.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they are. Now I hear you, man. Yeah. We have, we've had two bum prank call attempts here. We're going to try one more. We're going to try...
Well, I'm back now, so they're going to get better.
I hope so. We're going to try the Chinese restaurant. right now. Lung Fung Chinese restaurant, I guess. We'll try something. I don't know what to do, but we'll try it. Hang on, folks. Here comes another attempted prank call.
Hey there.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Good. I'm here. Man, this is a bad sign, dude.
Ass hypothetic.
What do you say, Milkman? I'm out of numbers.
We're out of numbers?
Yeah, yeah. We're called up. Anything that we call now,
man.
Anything that we call now has
archives.
I don't know. Anything we call now has been confirmed like 2 hours ago at the earliest.
Well, if they're losing them, you know they're good.
True, but, you know, the places are closed by now. We waited so long. Hang on. Floyd's Fireside Chat. Fly Girls, eh. Tainted Thoughts, eh. Wang Chung, eh. That was old. Doobies was a gay sounding guy answered at Doobies. It's probably going to be loud there. More than likely. Alright, hang on. Eh. Okay. Not working. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's try. Oh, damn, I just had an idea. I just forgot it.
Hey, you had one number that had the girls' bathroom in a stripper club.
And they never answered for me, though, dude. I don't know why. Like I said before here on the air, you know, nobody really likes answering when I... Women don't like to get along with me on the phone. It just doesn't work for me. Yeah. I'm going to try one more prank call, dude. I think I'm going to call it a night. We're having a lot of bum numbers here. So, very deals.
Alright, you clowns. Let's get some good numbers. Come on.
Alright, Assbrains. Assbrains out there. Try to call in. We're going to call Excalibur Limousine.
Yeah, this guy's cool.
Excaliburs? Ma'am, you know, something's kind of funny here. I'm here at the airport, and I haven't seen anybody come by with my limousine.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Raul Martinez.
Okay.
I'm from WNYX in New York, and we are in town to do a shoot. We were promised a limousine, and by God, not here.
Oh, and you said you're in New York?
Yeah, well, no, we're
you're coming from, okay.
No, we're here. We're in LAX right now waiting.
Okay, you're a company, okay.
Right.
Okay, give me one moment here, okay?
Hurry up. Where do I go with this?
Jack Valenti. Yeah, that nice watch.
I want to get sexist. Athena, can I be sexist?
Speak to this driver.
Athena gives me permission to do a sexist call.
Yeah. Or ask for the driver. He's funny.
Dude, last week I was asking women if they were attracting bears. So fucking wrong. I was listening to that today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ask for the driver this time.
Try to set up a deal with the driver.
Man, I wish I remembered his name, too.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't forget to tell them that it's Ken Crane for the best names in home theater. The best.
Oh man, this is taking long.
59 year Southern California track record.
Thanks, you just did. You know how we end it. You know we want the big screen plasma TV. Where are you gonna get it?
All right,
back.
I'm giving up her.
Jesus. Holy shit, man. Holy shit, man.
Call right back.
Yeah.
Because she got you on hold and she forgot about it.
Hey, dude, we got a casino. In here from Lonesome Loser, just confirmed. Let's call that.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, yep. Lonesome.
In a time of need, we always have Lonesome Loser here to save us, and for that, we'll
God
play.
God bless the Lonesome Loser, man. The hardest working in man in DCU. Right.
And for that, we'll play Lonesome Loser's favorite song.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Casino, right?
Nope, we don't have a casino anymore.
Since when?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, man, you guys had the loosest slots, though.
What's that?
You had the loosest slots.
The loosest slots?
Yeah, you know what that means, right?
What's that?
They were easy to, you know, get money from.
Oh, we never had slot machines.
Sure you did. Come on, man. We go way back. You know, you sit there, eat my grilled chicken sandwich on the slot machine. You remember that time that guy came in there and he threw the slot machine through the plate glass window?
No.
That was me.
You threw the slot machine? We don't have a slot machine now.
You did until I threw it through the window.
No?
You don't remember this at all?
How long ago was that?
A few years ago. How long have you been working there?
17 years.
Oh, it was like 18 years ago, maybe.
About 18 years ago, you threw a slot machine through the window?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The guy said he'd never buy a slot machine again, and I got a restraining order.
Huh. Well, that's something.
Well, I mean, is it possible that I can come back in, though? Would you still enforce that?
Because you threw a slot machine through the window?
Well, I mean, that was a long time. It was like 18 years ago.
Is this a current call?
No, not at all. I don't believe in him.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Raul Garcia.
What is it?
They took my picture. They took a Polaroid picture of me and everything, man. They got it over there in the back.
In the case?
Yeah, it says, don't accept this checks from this man.
Oh. Well, I guess it's okay if you come back in if you don't write any checks.
Well, no, but the problem is the whole restraining order thing, you know?
Oh, we have a restraining order against you?
Yeah, and if I come in and I get, you know, you guys decide to call the cops, I get arrested, you know, and I violate probation and everything.
Oh. Well, then don't come back in.
Well, I need to. I need to come in and get your succulent burger.
To get what?
Your succulent burger.
Well, sorry, but you're 86.
No, come on. It's all right. I mean, it was 18 years ago. Seriously, come on. Do me a favor, honey,
what?
Baby. Sugar tits, come on. Hey, sugar tits.
Don't get all nasty now.
Oh, is there a man I can talk to if you can't take it?
Hi.
All right.
No.
Let me talk to a man, please.
Nope.
Why not?
Huh?
Do you know the Third Amendment of the Constitution?
Oh, but I think I've listened to your bullshit long enough.
Don't say shit to me. I have you on tape. Damn it. That's it.
Twat.
What a cunt.
You're awful uppity.
Did you hear that?
I'm trying to tell you she don't have a slot machine.
What a cunt.
Man, even the crappy Indian freaking casinos out here in Florida have slot machines in them, man. That's like the easiest moneymaker in a casino is a slot machine. You can control
it. What the hell else do they have? Cards?
They don't, you know, you don't have, yeah, I guess. I mean, the slot machine, you don't have to hire someone to do it.
They might have poker or something.
A slot machine, you don't have to worry about someone cheating at it, really. You don't have to worry about... Mm-hmm. Your worker cheating at it or something. It's a machine. You plug it in. You want to make it hard for people to win. You know, change the odds on it. What's the big fucking deal? Jeez, man. If they legalize it over here in Florida, the first thing I do is put a slot machine in my house. Try to make some money. You know? Slot machine is a great thing, man. Slot machine is a great thing. We're gonna do one last prank call here. This is gonna be Ethel's House of Soul. And figure what kind of woman answered here. A black woman. Of course. A black woman answered. This is in Denver, Colorado. The House of Soul. House.
Just got a number for a strip club.
Of Soul. Really? A strip club? We also have a Kinko's in L.A. that we're being sent in. I don't know. Maybe we'll do more than one. But we'll call the House of Soul first, okay? Wish me luck with this.
We get some good numbers rolling here. It's not, you know, it's not so brutal, but...
Yeah. What, you going to sleep? Would you be mad if I went to Whataburger? No? That's a good burger. Milkman, you ever been to Whataburger in Texas or anywhere else in your travels? I'm not going to go to Whataburger.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Oh, that's a good burger, man. Good burger.
I like White Castle.
Yeah, we don't have White Castle here. We got Crystals, though.
Oh, man. White Castles, man, make you fart.
Oh, that's good. Like Domino's Pizza.
What's the thing you got down there, Sonic?
Sonic is all right. Sonic is right next to Whataburger. But,
okay.
Crystals, though. Good stuff. Anyway, on that note, Ethel's House of Soul. One moment, everybody.
Thank you for calling FedEx Kinko. This is Carlos. I'm happy.
Carlos, ¿qué pasa, man?
What's up? Who's it?
Hey, this is Eddie Garcia, yo.
What's up? What happened?
Yo, no, check it out. I just got back from the army, right?
Uh-huh.
Yo, I need to get the thinnest kind of paper you got.
The thinnest?
Yeah.
Let me check your full service. I don't know
how. All right, yo.
office and print center can help you create printed materials to market yourself and your services.
Tell me what onion skin.
Stationery and invitations.
They ask him what you can use for the bread.
And newsletters. Need to pack or ship a package? You can ship with FedEx Express and FedEx Ground from any FedEx Kinko's location. Purchase boxes and packing materials to pack your shipments. Or let our pack and ship experts do the packing for you. Thanks for holding.
What did he say? Packing shit experts?
My gosh.
At FedEx Kinko's, we're here to help. Need a new sign for your business? Make FedEx Kinko's office and print center your signs and graphics headquarters. We offer everything from full-color vinyl banners to backlit store signage to plastic yard signs.
We got the Occult Underground Restaurant and Lounge also.
Explore our digital photo services. Make prints and enlargement.
That's from Lonesome Loser.
Create your own photo calendars, greeting cards.
I got a working number and you just confirmed it sent in to me. It's sent here.
Alright, good deal, man.
Or your logo.
Maybe I will stay on.
Michael,
how can I help you? Michael, yo, what's up? Yo, I was holding with Carlos.
I'm talking clear to hear you.
Yeah, yo, Carlos told me to hold, yo.
Yeah, you transferred to me.
Yeah, well, help me out, yo. I'm trying to get your thinnest paper. What kind of paper you got thin, yo?
Okay, hold on. You need to speak louder because I can barely hear you.
Yo, phone. What kind of thin paper you got, man?
Paper for what?
The thinnest paper you got. What's the one you can't understand, man? I'm speaking English, right?
With the thinnest paper?
Yeah.
Regular 20-pound white.
White?
Just 20-pound white.
20 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Precise of paper?
For the thinnest paper? That's the only thinnest paper we have.
Well, what do you mean 20 pounds, man? 20 pounds is 20 pounds.
20 pounds? No, we don't, because it does not run through our machine.
You can't slice it long or nothing like that, yo?
No.
Yo, we're trying
to go to What you need to do is go to Kelly's Paper that's on Highland.
Nah, I ain't going there, man. It's just closed.
Well, that's the only paper, because we're not a paper supply people.
We're trying to roll the biggest cigarette in the world.
Yeah, that's the only place you get a thinnest paper.
Oh, come on, man. You got to do something for me, man. Can you roll cigarettes with that paper and shit?
No.
Why don't you work with me, man? You got to work with me.
Well, the problem is, if you roll a cigarette and you actually smoke it from a copy paper, you actually would die because the chlorine's in there.
How much chlorine is it?
It's like, I believe it's like 50-30% chlorine.
Yo, man, when I was in the army, we let off a chlorine bomb up in Iraq.
Okay, well, nice talking to you.
I got burned in my nose. You know what else I have to wake up every day with chlorine in your nose? And he's gone.
We had to do an Eddie Garcia call at one point tonight, so there it is. Before I forgot. I forget. Fucking Carlos, man.
That guy was a punk, though.
And Carlos is an asshole for putting me on hold for so long. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, man. We got
okay,
a few.
Send a couple more numbers.
Yeah, I saw you did that. And Lonesome Loser sending me in stuff, too. What's going on over here, man? A Hunt
All
Club.
Right, Lonesome Loser's back on the prowl.
Adult Entertainer.
Ooh, he's a good one, man.
What?
Girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls. That's a song. Brothers Chinese Restaurant. Let me try to call real quick that wife, that woman. Have her number still? I don't have it anymore. Shit. I don't
Which
think I have it anymore.
In?
No. The woman for the the woman who was cheating on her husband that called in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I forgot the number.
You did call Jen, the church girl.
No, the number didn't work. That's when you got booted off. The number didn't work. It kept coming up as not working or something. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed it. All right, we're gonna call Baggy's Liquors. All right.
Not Baggy's Liquors.
Hang on.
Eagle, buzzard, sparrow. I think we got a couple of those guys right here in the chat.
Yeah, I think so. Hang on, let's try to call. Problem man, a jealous old man
in jail. But hello? She's mean. Hello?
Baggies?
Yeah.
Hey, Baggies, what is it going on? You guys got grits there?
Huh?
You have any grits there?
What'd you say?
Grits, grits. You have any grits?
Grape?
Grits.
No.
Are you Korean?
Huh?
Are you Korean?
Well, we called you. You told me to go now. Okay, bye.
You speak English? Oh, shit. Fucking Koreans. I should have known. Liquor store in California, be a Korean. Big surprise.
Liquor and sticker.
Big surprise. The liquor store in the hood is owned by a Korean.
They don't fucking talk to anybody. Jesus Christ. Nigger.
Yeah, I appreciate any kimchi liquor.
Lonesome Loser just sent me a number for Nigger Healthcare, Inc. in California. Okay. That's funny. Let's try to call that. Hang on. We have a prank request
who's
that just came in.
That guy when you call?
Hey, man. Guess who's calling in?
Oh, crazy.
Crazy doctor. Fucker is finally calling in.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Carlito?
I'm all right. We're trying to do something. And dude, what are you doing tonight, man?
Man, I'm really down. I haven't been able to listen to your show tonight.
What the fuck? Computer problems, man?
Yeah, I screwed up my computer a couple days ago, man. I really am a dumb fucker from California.
Ah, shit, dude. What, you got a virus or is this not working?
No, man, it was running great. It was like, and I tried to make it better. I tried to tweak it up and get rid of some programs that was running in the background, and I deleted the wrong one, man, and it crashed my computer, and it won't boot up or nothing.
Well, holy shit, dude. You got to install Windows again, man. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, I won't even accept the Windows disk or nothing. It's like a good friend of mine that knows a lot more about computers than I do. He's supposed to come by later and maybe is working on it last night. But, man, I'm telling you, it's like, hey, you got to be real careful what you delete out of your computer.
Yeah, man, you know, no matter what, you just want to make sure that you don't mess with the registry. And if you
That's
delete
what
something.
I did, man. I thought I was getting rid of an old antivirus program, but apparently I took out a key program in my registry, and I'm telling you, man, my computer was running great. It was I was getting instantaneous downloads, and I'm telling you, I really am a dumb fucker from California, man.
It happens, yeah, but like Milkman is saying, and I agree, man, I never touch my registry unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah, really, man. You know the old saying, leave well enough alone, and if it's not broken, don't try to fix it.
Yep.
I try to get a little bit more CPU power out of it, man. I'm telling you, it just, it was like my friend died, man. It was like my friend died. It was like I killed my best friend.
Yeah, I can imagine it. That would have happened to me, and I wouldn't be able to do a show. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, I love my computer, man. Yeah. I think the internet's the greatest thing going in America right now.
In America and the world. The whole world. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, have you heard of what happened with this guy Hugo Chavez of talking shit about Bush and the United Nations in New York? Any ideas on that? Are you even following that? Do you follow the news at all?
Well, he's right about that. Bush is a devil, man. He is a devil. He's a global terrorist, man, that's trying to hijack America and melt it down into the new world order that rules the world, where the global elitists, one half of 1%, control all the economies of the world.
That's right, and it's not fair. I think it's
no, it's not.
I think it's the Freemasons, man.
Well, yeah, they these guys, they go by the names of Democrats and Republicans. But they're always elitists, man. They're always the elitists.
Yeah.
And man, these guys got enough wealth to last 500 lifetimes. So now what turns them on is the power of ruling whole continents.
Yeah.
That's their fantasy.
Yeah.
It's just like all these science fiction movies and all the stuff that you've been hearing about for years, man. And they're doing it right now to America. They're like trying to destroy our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And if they can do that, man, then we will have a global fascist police state that we live under.
It's not fair, man. Hopefully, I don't know, something's got to turn around, but...
Well, you guys are doing your part, man. You guys are doing your part to, you've got a free-flowing radio show, man, and I'm telling you, man, it's information that, see, what they want to do is they want to get everybody scared, man, so that we'll give up, we'll say, oh yeah, take away our constitutional rights. Just keep us safe. Just keep us safe.
Yeah, the whole thing. Well, you know, and I love the one. If you're not doing anything bad, then there's no reason for you to care about losing this liberty. That's a bunch of horse shit, dude.
That is total, man. I'm with you 100%, dude. It's like
it's a fucking cop out, man. You know when you say that to somebody.
Hey, a few days ago up here in my part of the country, man, the pigs they busted a 6-ton marijuana farm.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, 6 tons of marijuana, man. And I'm telling you, what the pigs do up here is they when they see a big garden, they kick back and they let the people grow it. And then when the buds are getting ready to harvest, they come in and they fucking steal it out from under them.
Mm-hmm. You know what the bullshit is, man, my friend. I'll tell you what this is. Every time that you see a big bust like that and it gets publicized and everything, all they're doing is making the price of drugs and of weed go up because there's more demand, because more of it is off the streets, and it benefits the other people who are in business. It just makes them more money. I believe that if marijuana was legalized, the market for it to make it would go down because it would become so cheap, because it's readily and legally available. The only reason that people will go through such lengths is because you make so much money off of it.
Yes, it is nothing but an herb, is what it is. It's an herb.
It's an herb that's sold at higher the price than its weight
in
gold. I mean, come on, people. Honestly, really. I mean, we're going way too far with this.
You want to know something, man? With hemp, dude, you can grow hemp and make your own fuel for your automobile. You can process hemp to make clothes, make...
Paper?
Yeah, the Constitution of the United States was written on hemp paper.
Yeah, and the Declaration of Independence, too, I understand.
Yes, it was. And the first American flag was made out of hemp.
Yep, that's right, man.
And you know what? Hemp seeds are up there with soybeans as far as protein goes. People around the world have been eating hemp seeds for thousands of years and getting good natural omega acids and vitamins out of them, man, for thousands of years. They're high protein. And these chemical companies, dude, they're the ones, too, that don't want it legalized. And the police make billions of dollars a year by keeping it illegal.
Of course, man. The police and the city, the police and the cities and the courts, they make money hand and fist and fines. I'll tell you what, man. I went to court once for a bounce check. I made a mistake once. I was unemployed. I wrote a bunch of checks. I lost my job. One of them bounced. It was $30 to Walmart. Those bastards drug me into the court. All for that. And I'll tell you, 90% of the cases there were marijuana related, and the majority of them, all these people did was they agreed to take this course that they had to pay $300 for to some company in order to pretty much get out of it with a slap on the wrist.
Right.
And you think about it, you're like, you know, and here's the thing, it's like $100 court facility fee, $50 county fee, $60, $100 for the fine. It's like, you know, you get these people, they're wasting like $2,000 that they're paying just because they caught with weed. And it's a big money cow. I mean, they're like customers. They're just coming in and out, you know, piling in money for the local governments. And
that's what it is, man. And you know something? Meanwhile, alcohol is perfectly legal, and it kills more people than all the other drugs put together.
That's right, man. It's a horrible plague on this country.
You know what? The worst of it all, though, and I encourage all people to stay away from it, is methamphetamine, man. Don't have nothing to do with that shit. You know why? Because shit, at first it'll make you feel like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and then once it takes over your life, man, it'll just eat you up from the inside out, man.
That and heroin, man. Heroin is something you don't want to mess with either, I don't think. That's
well, the thing with heroin, it comes from a natural source, you know, and oftentimes they find doctors that die of old age, and they find out these doctors have been mainlining heroin for like 40 and 50 years and carrying on successful practices.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get pharmaceutical-grade heroin. It's the impurities in heroin that you buy on the street that does you in. But I think, like, heroin and cocaine ought to be available in the supermarkets as readily as sugar. You ought to be able to go in there and buy 5 pounds of heroin or cocaine for $5 for a $5 bag.
If you can go in, if you can buy caffeine pills, if you can buy caffeine pills, you should be able to buy cocaine.
Right, Bolivian marching powder, man. It's like if they made pharmaceutical-grade cocaine, which they do, and druggists use it, you know, and doctors use it, and dentists use it, and, you know, these rich elitist motherfuckers use it, and they go and get injections of amphetamines and vitamin B12 complexes in their health spas and shit, and they... You know, but it's the street drugs, man, because you don't... But methamphetamine don't come from no natural source. It's made out of fucking kerosene,
Sudafed, whatever, man. They put a bunch of nasty shit in that, man.
And I know a lot of people that's fallen behind that shit, dude. When I was in the joint, man, a lot of dudes doing life had killed people... While tweaking on methamphetamine, they'd look at a total stranger, and because they were tweaking, they'd think that dude was a demon or a devil trying to possess them or something, and they'd kill a total stranger.
Oh, shit.
I used to go to NA meetings in prison, dudes, and life stories, man, of young guys fucking up with methamphetamine, man, there's thousands of them in prison doing life sentences.
Yeah, man, that's some shit, dude.
Or else, methamphetamine, once it takes you over, man, it'll like, you'll go out and kill your best friend, man, to get his stash, if he's got a stash of that shit.
Yeah.
I advocate the legality of all drugs except methamphetamine, because I just know what it does. I try to avoid tweakers at all costs, man. I don't trust them.
Really?
I don't let them into my house. I avoid them, man.
I don't blame you, but for me, I'm good with marijuana, maybe cocaine.
Yeah, I can't afford cocaine, so I drink coffee, and I, once in a while, somebody will pass me a joint or something, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about legal. I mean, I smoke weed, but I'm saying for legalization, right, I mean, definitely marijuana should be legal.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Carlito.
Maybe.
Over there on the East Coast, do they have medical marijuana?
No, they don't. Absolutely not. I know California does, and I know...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, generally, locally legal, federally illegal, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, right. The feds don't recognize the state's rights on the issue, but every time the feds bust somebody here in California... And it goes on the state level. They throw it out of court usually.
Yeah, well, that's good, man. At least you get that, dude. You know.
Yeah, well, it's like, hey, man. I'll tell you what, dude. I've been around 20,000 people that were tripping on acid and smoking marijuana and partied with them for 3 days, many different times, and never ever. Saw any violence come down, but you go to about any bar, man, and there's all kinds of fucking violence coming down behind alcohol.
Yeah, I hear that, dude.
I ain't shitting you, man. Yeah. I'd rather be around a bunch of potheads any day than a bunch of fucking alkies, man.
Oh yeah. All right, crazy guy. Well, thanks for checking in, dude. I hope your computer works out, man. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, man. I tell you what, dude. I really love your show, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
I'll tell you what, man. You're one of the greatest voices on the radio.
I
you're 10,000 times better than Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage.
Cool.
You're like you're next to you know what? You're the Jesus Christ of the radio, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
Hey, you're going to rule the world, dude. Pretty soon, man, everybody in the world is going to be listening to Madhouse Radio, dude.
Dude, thanks.
Hey,
bro.
I'm going to get you on the Ed Sullivan Show, man. I'm going to get in touch with Ed Sullivan. I'm going to get you on the Ed Sullivan show.
Ed Sullivan, he's dead.
No, man, there's no such thing as death, dude. No, dude, there ain't no such thing as death.
Hey, are you on any instant messenger out there, AOL, or anything like that, or do you stay away from it?
I do. I kind of do stay away from that. I got a email address.
All right. Well, hey, when you come back, you just get with me privately or something. And
yeah, I'd like to give it to you privately. Is there a way I can email it to you?
Sure, man. Yeah, madhouseradio@gmail.com. Just, sir, you know the website. Just email me.
Okay. When I get my computer up and running, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good talking to you, Carlito.
Hey, no problem, brother, man. Take care.
Is your buddy there, homegrown clone there?
He had to leave. He's got to work at 4, but Milkman's listening in. He's here with us. He wanted to ask me if he had a way to get a hold of you. But, yeah, man, when you get back, email us, man. Email us.
I will, man.
All right, brother. Take care. Good luck with the computer, man.
You too, dude.
All right, brother. Later,
peace
man.
Out, dude.
All right, bye-bye.
That is, wow. That is honestly the most interesting caller that we have on this show. It's definitely him. I put him.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, him and Zolar are just the two funny guys, dude.
I got cut off, man. What was you saying about Lego? Is this trying to steal our guy and use him?
Lego? No, I was just kidding about that. No, the Lego put him on this intro. Him talking, he's preaching like he does sometimes. But
he
I haven't.
Our guy.
Yeah, dude. Hang on, seriously, and he's not listening. Isn't Ed Sullivan dead? Isn't seriously? It's
always been dead, dude.
He's been dead for years and years. I think he died before I was born.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Poor guy.
Poor dumb guy.
Shaken bait.
I don't know. Yeah, Ed Sullivan. That's back in the Beatles and Elvis. That's some crazy shit there, dude.
Well, he's a 60s dude, man, so he would be thinking Ed Sullivan. Because the biggest thing back in them days. Even like bigger than Johnny Carson with Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan, yeah, that's where you know you did. And if you were on Ed Sullivan, the Ed Sullivan show, you were something. You know,
you had it made, dude.
Yeah,
that's where the Beatles went to.
The Beatles and Elvis.
The United States.
And the Muppets started there too.
Yeah,
the first appearance of the Muppets nationally was on the Ed Sullivan show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, friends, we'll have a little bit of a show.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's late. What time is it here? I got bottles in front of my computer. 12:54. Almost 1 o'clock.
I've sent about 5 confirmed numbers to you. These clubs here.
Yeah, and so has Lonesome Loser, dude. We got to do a few calls here. Tell you what, I'm gonna call one of Lonesome's and I'm gonna call one of yours, and we'll alternate. Okay, fair enough.
All right. No, that's cool. Definitely
okay.
Call some Lonesome numbers. I'm just saying that we got some definite numbers to call.
We're going
to
start. Okay, got it. We'll do one of yours next after that. We're going to start right off the top of the list. We're going to go rapid fire here, everybody. As fast as possible, we're going to try to burn off his phone card that Lonesome Loser gave us. And let me thank Lonesome Loser. Shit. Let me thank Lonesome Loser very much for his contributions tonight. And Milkman, of course, YouTube. We're going to call Nigger Healthcare in Chino, California. I don't know. Hang on, folks. Here comes the next prank call. Bad news, Milkman.
What's going on?
We have a dead cell phone. My cell phone.
I knew
you
were going to say that.
Yeah. Right in the middle of doing the last one, went. It took a shit. So I charged the battery last week. I don't know how much juice it has.
What about the rest of the batteries?
Well, I have one backup battery, but it hasn't been charged since last week.
Oh, shit, dude.
Let me see if it has. It might have some juice in it. You never know. Let me see. Cross your fingers. It is plugged in, and I'm hitting the talk button now. And nothing
is
working.
Can you do it without?
Nope. Can't do it without. Oh, shit. All right, well, I can't do a prank call show without that. Well, hell.
Damn it. I mean, darn it.
Darn it. Dude, you can curse here, man. It's cool. It's late, though, dude. It's 1 o'clock. We tried, honestly. You know what we have to do is a 420 show, man. You know?
Hey, let's do a 420 show, man.
You know what?
You know what?
Information.
Nunu sent me some information.
Yeah.
That over the weekend there's going to be another one of those big telemarketing conferences. We gotta do a special show or something
okay.
over the weekend.
Here's what I'll tell you: we'll do tomorrow. Okay. Fina leaves at 5. We'll do a show at 6. We'll do a show at 6. Okay, 6 to 8 p.m. And then Jupiter go on from 8 to 10. And then Zolar will go on from 10 until until whenever. How's that sound? You're free tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern? That's 7 p.m. your time?
Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. All right, so we'll do a show tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hell yeah, baby.
Hopefully it works.
Let's talk about that. That's my brother, Hermano Carlito, right. Man, our fearless leader.
That's right.
Always in there, man, for a good one.
Yeah, so we got to... We just... You know what it was tonight? We had a lot of people calling in, so we lost phone battery juice, unfortunately.
Well, that's true. My God, we had more people calling in this time than we've had for weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's been great, guys. I thank you. Milkman, is that time. Go ahead and take us out of here, as I like to say.
Wow, man. This has been a wonderful evening, Carly. And I'd like to definitely send out my big thank yous and big shout-outs, man. First off, to my buddy, Mr. Madman. He runs this wonderful chat room we hear called IRC. You can smack somebody in the mouth and knock their teeth out. You can come back and smile and shake hands later if your band gets lifted. And if Neil lets you come back. And thanks to Neil also, our famous chat Nazi. Thank you, Mr. Madman, for this wonderful chat room. Also, man, I give a big shout and a thank you to Dr. Motherfucking Lego, who gives us this killer stream here, man. Let's just come on here and tickle your earball fancies all around this world, man, with the crazy mad styling of the madhouse. And that's right, y'all. Be tuned in for this CD coming out. You're going to love it. I still think we ought to go with what your fat ass been up to. But anyway, moving right along, I'd like to thank most especially our great benevolent sponsor, Mr. Katie K, the Larry Prankster, man, the cerebro of the prank world, who's going to soon be on the Howard Stern Show. That's right, you heard it right here. Coming up soon, Katie K, our favorite sponsor right here, soon to be on Howard Stern. And don't miss it. Also, I want to thank, in particular, my fearless leader, my brother, my hermano, Carlito, the madhouse. Everything you do for us every week, Carlito. Thank God. What the hell would we do without you?
I don't know.
You're the
we
greatest,
panic.
Man. You always put in a good show.
We panic, son of a bitch. That's what we do.
That's right. We can't have that, man. And you know, Athena, being such a good lady she is, and she keeps you in tune, ready for our shows. Thank you both, Athena and Carlito.
That's
thank
right.
you so much, Madhouse. And I also like to thank Mr. Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man in PCU. The
right.
incredible, guaranteed number one, number validator of PCU. Thank God for Lonesome Loser.
Yeah.
What would we do without you?
You couldn't do anything without him.
Also, I want to thank Sweet Kisses for stopping by.
Who the hell is
thank
that?
God, we got Sweet Kisses.
Who is
Sweet Kisses sent me a bunch of cookies and milk, man. She is nice.
Cookies
I
and
like
milk.
Her.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Apparently, she sent you naked pictures.
Yeah,
of her.
Man, she's sweet, all right. Woo-wee!
Okay.
Also, especially out there, everybody that called in, the warrior, the crazy bastard, Andy, you no good schnook, we miss your stupid ass.
Andy was supposed to call in, and he didn't call in.
Yeah, and you punk us out and didn't call in, but we still love you. I hope your chucking career is going all right, and I'm glad to hear that you still got your name, Andy, on the back of your belt there.
Yeah.
Also, you, the listeners, thank God for all of you. We love you. We do this just for you because you know why? It's all about you, our listeners. We pay every week to come in here and give you interactive entertainment. All you have to do is provide us with some good material, and we will give you some laughs that you won't believe.
All right, Power.
Thank God for our listeners. We love you all.
All right.
And by God, Carly, it's all back to you. Tell us about that 420 show.
Well, it'll be a show tomorrow at 6 p.m. We're going to do a two-hour show. We'll try. Look, if it doesn't go to 6, until 8, whatever. But anyway, the schedule is like this.
Some good numbers, you guys. Do your homework. Carlito's going to come on the air. Do your damn homework.
Yeah, man. Everybody try to show up.
Out before you send him in.
We're going to try to do an early show tomorrow, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And after that, Jupe and the Jupe Kids will do a show at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is all times Eastern until 10 p.m. Andy says he'll call
this
in tomorrow. That's great.
Tomorrow night.
Right. And then we'll follow that with Zolar and Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's tomorrow, Friday. Saturday, KDK will return with KDK's Lunatic Fringe, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. followed on Monday by Dr. Lego and his mental discrepancies, along with high-pitched Eric, perhaps, and Dale and Sales and Zudo and all those people and Great Scott and all that shit. They'll do a show probably on Monday. And KDK will come back again with the Cycle Babble on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then we'll follow up again here Thursday next week. That'll be the frickin' 28th already, man. We're already through September. October is here. Insane. I don't
damn.
Know. I know, man. So
almost time. Halloween time, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're gonna call it a night. Thank you, everybody. Again, thank you, Lonesome Loser, Madman, KDK, Milkman. Thank you, man. It's always great to have you on here, dude.
Oh man, thanks a lot, Carly.
And
we love you, man.
Clone Homegrown,
we love you.
Everybody who called in, thank you. And everybody who sent in numbers, thank you. Jay, Black Box, Homeboy, thank you. Andy, of course.
The Warrior,
everybody, dude. I can't even begin to count how many people we had help from today. So thank you, everybody. It was a good show. Honestly, it was a good show. So
had a great time, man.
Yeah, how could you not? Okay, everybody. Catch us here next week. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is the new outro, so be sure to listen. It's 7 minutes, 17 seconds long. I don't expect you to listen to this every week, but for the first time, there's stuff on here that you've never heard anywhere else. This is brand new outro for the show.
Right, man.
Enjoy it. Let me know what you think of this.
Got the Milkman's seal of approval.
And go to madhouselive.com. The podcast will be updated tomorrow with tonight's show. Be sure to check that out. And, yeah, that's it. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, everybody.
Tomorrow, 6 p.m. 420. Get your numbers ready.
That's right.
We love you. No lo necesitamos. You are a bunch.
Okay, you know what? We're not even online right now.
I think you're lying, man. We have...
Excuse me?
We have your name. We have your...
Okay, and what
your
is the
everything.
Name? What is the address? What is the email?
We don't give that out. How do I know that you're not going to use
exactly.
That?
How do I know? Because you know what? We're not even online right now.
You listen to
me. Dinner.
What are you, a vampire?
Excuse me. It's
you're
5:30.
A bum. You people
it's
are bums.
It's 5:30. You know what, asshole?
Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
You know
ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Well, you owe me $5 for breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What toilet? Tell me who this is.
The white toilet. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing. Well, I don't use anybody's toilet.
You came down, you used the toilet, you took a big shit. And
I took a big shit?
Yes.
Man, it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Why don't you tell me in your own words? Be honest.
Sure.
The Russians are upset. We're trying to keep them at peace, all right?
What did they do?
I need you to tell me everything.
I did not do anything. Basically, what you told me...
I mean, this guy, we could start a war over this. Oh, God. You know, the judges, I don't know what they're going to think, you know.
What did they do? Am I in trouble?
Well, yeah, son.
What did they do, sir?
You just violated international law.
I really don't know anything about that, sir.
Well, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, that's...
What did I do? Sorry?
I mean, if we're all going to get our hand released, you know, I mean...
I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor.
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling us
what? I don't have time for your bullshit.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking. You are speaking Spanish.
I know.
You speak
English. I see.
You motherfucking.
You motherfucking.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't ever get into this point, man.
Mow my lawn. Oh my
you
lord.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? Bitch. But what's the squalor?
Fuck you, man.
First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Okay, so what do you call yourself? Huh? Como se llama?
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
What? Go back to Africa. Go back to Africa.
Now,
Joe. You're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you're
it, too.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican. Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex.
Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
Let me talk to her while I stroke my cock.
No.
Please, I want this so bad.
Email us
no.
Her panties.
Yeah.
Can, or your panties.
Go smell her panties while we talk to you.
Who the hell is this? I hear fucking laughing in the background. Who is this?
Let me talk to your hot sister.
Fuck you. If you call again, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Hello?
Fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you. I'm not on my fucking street, you fucking fat ass. I fucking broke my fucking car.
That's
right.
Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about, because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I'm innocent.
You innocent?
I'm innocent.
And my shit got broken, throwing out my fucking car.
No,
now,
I don't know.
We fucking stopped you, and
know.
My fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I like chicken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a
yo, just
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple $100, though.
Even though, guys.
Show me your dick, motherfucker. You got a dick, you got a pussy, motherfucker.
Are you asking me
just
out?
Come over here.
Are you asking
just
me
talk
out?
To me. Don't worry about it. Don't
are
worry about it, you know?
Tell me.
Oh, okay, motherfucker. Do you know who's your daddy?
No.
Do you know how many guys fuck your mom before you came?
No.
Oh, that's good. Go
tell
ask
me.
Her. How many guys fuck her before you came?
Tell me.
You happy now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. That's good.
Are you happy?
I'm happy, yeah, with your mom. Yeah, I'll fuck your mom. Yeah, I'm happy.
It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggas calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen boy. Listen, boy.
What you call, bro? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Crocker.
You got three letters.
Listen here, Crocker.
You call that.
Crocker.
You nigger motherfucker.
Good, hey, do you have enough room for me? I weigh about 428 pounds.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I weigh about 428 pounds.
Then you're fat.
Hey, Carlito, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, after listening to you, dude, I can't listen to normal radio, man, because it sounds like a bunch of fucking retards. You guys are the fucking greatest radio station in the United States of America and around the world. Now, I understand that you're even going to Australia and the UK and all that shit, right?
Yeah, we're all over the place.
All right, dude, that's good, because you just keep evolving and growing, dude.
Happens, man.
All right, right? Love, peace, and joy to all living, sentient beings on the planet Earth, man.
Here and elsewhere, man.
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere. God bless you, sir. Or whatever.
Love you, man. Love you.
All right, whatever. Yeah. God damn
it. You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it, too, baby.
You're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.